Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
When knights at the round table, we dance whenever we're able. We do routines, we call the scenes, we put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. When knights at the round table, our shows are more mid table. So many times we give and rhyme, but our quite something able. We're off to mad in Camelot, we sing from the die of Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Sam, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how do you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
Oh, didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
It amazes me. It just absolutely amazes me how close-minded some people are. It truly blows me away. I've been doing research, I've been on YouTube, and I've had the opportunity to speak to documentary makers, filmmakers, numerous authors, and some of the best channels that most of you follow on YouTube. And the one thing that gets strikes me every single solitary time is how fast people will leave a comment in the comment section, and you can tell by the comment that they never even bothered to watch the video. Whatsoever at all. People like to think that they have it above other people. People are, you know, I'm awake. I'm not one of the sheeple. I'm awake. I know that 9/11 was an inside job. I know that Sandy Hook did not happen whatsoever, that it was a drill. How do I know that? Because one of the children died twice. One of the children allegedly died at Sandy Hook, and then the child died again about a year later at another school shooting in Pakistan, an entirely different country, the exact same child. The same picture we were presented at both events. But I digress. People will see the name of a video, people will see the video, and they will jump right in and say, of course we landed on the moon. Of course there's satellites. Of course there's this. Dinosaurs didn't exist because oil doesn't come from fossil fuels. All those things are assumptions, and for the most part, most of the information that people are using, they're gleaning from websites or videos. Sadly, a lot of people that are in the truth community, quote unquote, get all of their information, all of it, from the internet and nothing else. While some of us actually travel, some of us actually do experiments, some of us actually spend hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of hours, videotaping the sun, the sky, the chemtrails, the moon. Just because all the video isn't up doesn't mean we don't have it. A lot of people just find it really boring. People don't want to look up at the moon for more than a few minutes, even if it is in 4K. I spend so very much of my life looking up at the sky, and I always have since I was a little kid. So that's 40 years, four decades. I came to the conclusion that NASA was lying because NASA is allowing us to see that they're lying. They've shown us the harnesses. They've shown us the green screens. They've shown us people falling when they were supposed to be in a zero gravity atmosphere. They could have avoided that. The same thing with 9/11. There's a lot of telltale things that people are building their entire case that it was an inside job off of the telltale signs that they left. They left them there for us. They don't really care if everyone doesn't believe their story. It's part of the fun for them. These are the same people that start wars with other countries, and people in America will stand there and cheer about it. We're going to kill, maim, paralyze, mutilate, burn, and rob and rape people in other countries that had nothing to do with anything, and people in the United States are like, USA. We're the first country that glamorizes our military like a sports team. War is something that should be the absolute last resort, and especially after someone's attacked you. But sadly, we've become the enforcer for the New World Order. That's America's role. We are the military might of the New World Order, of the scumbags that run this planet. London is the monetary, the Vatican is the religious control apparatus, and DC is the military. They only allowed our country to become what it once was because they needed to build the military. They needed to build the technology. Why do you think that after self-flying drones, smart bombs, all these other self-sufficient, no personnel needed technologies came to bear, that all the industry was sent out of the United States? There's nothing left here. Every single city, for the most part, is a Walmart, is a Walgreens, is a CVS, a bunch of chain stores, McDonald's. There's no mom and pop left. Not from the country that I've seen. There's no agriculture left. for the most part, we have a country of incredibly dumbed down, vaccinated, medicated people walking around that think they're better than the rest of the world, while the rest of the world is looking at us wondering how people could get so overweight, so out of shape. People that blindly follow what the television says as though the television was some sort of an authority figure, not the hypnotic mass control tool that it actually is. Edward Bernays was Sigmund Freud's nephew. He's the one that brought advertising. He's the one that brought materialism. We're the first species in history, in recorded history that we know of, that run out and buy shiny electronic things. We're not living the way we were created for, and most people don't even believe in creation. Most people don't even believe in God, and that's another in a long line of lies. You're looking at an image right now, if you're still watching, where you should have seen at least 100 satellites traverse the front of this picture, but you haven't. This is during the day. The sun should be illuminating the entire face of this rock right now. That is the moon. But it isn't. And that doesn't make any sense, and nobody even questions it. Half of it is entirely invisible in a sea of blue. Everything that we have been told is not what people think. And yet, people will drop, walk away from, or become rude to someone that doesn't believe every single solitary thing that they believe. And all their beliefs are made up from information they've gathered off the internet, which is entirely a tool that the same people that have been lying to us for time immemorial own. Everything on the internet, if it's really valuable information that cannot be leaked out, it will not be leaked out. If you have a YouTube channel that's hitting the target too many times, they will simply turn it all the way down to low, and all of a sudden you will not get any views. People will not be notified of your videos. While other channels are thriving because they're pushing forth nonsense like, NASA said this, NASA said that, the magnetopause, UFO, so forth and so on. There's a reason they're allowed to get views, because they're not threatening anything that's going on whatsoever at all. And meanwhile, we have people that follow each other. We have people in a quote-unquote community that turn on each other at the drop of a hat. If you dare believe something that's different than what they believe, you're an idiot, and they are not going to continue talking anymore. Being awake means having an open mind. Believing in something means you've exhausted every means there is possible to disprove what it is you believe. When's the last time you did that? I've done it for the last 10 years on a great variety of topics, including the moon, including the shape of the earth, including who's really in charge. It's time to wake up, people. We're in a cosmic battle right now. We live in a society that has gone out of its way to prove to you that you are nothing special, that you do not matter in any way whatsoever at all, and it couldn't be any further from the truth. Every single second of every single day, there is a battle going on to take from you the most valuable gift that was ever given to any being, your soul. It's your call. All aboard! I'm gonna go get some more.
nothing happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop.
Hello everybody, you're listening to the Knights of the Round Table at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html and you have access to not one but three separate chat rooms. So with that said, I posted a couple links inside the inside the chat room there. List of conspiracies. One is on Wikipedia, and the other one is on. Where was it on? Let me look here. RationalWiki.org. All right. Anyway. Started off the subject today with mind control and a question mark. Yeah, look out there and see what's going on the internet. When you take that trip down the rabbit hole, there's always somebody trying to tell you something, trying to convince you there is or isn't something, or whatever, you know. And I played a little podcast of a man that goes by Richie from Boston out there on YouTube, and he's got a few beliefs of his own, and just like pretty much all of the people out there. But if you hadn't heard that, doggone it, there's a link posted to the video inside the chat room that you can go back and listen in. But what's going on out there in this world? Let me just read this here. List of conspiracy theories. This is on Wikipedia. It says, see also list of political conspiracies. It said, there are many unproven conspiracy theories with varying degrees of popularity, frequently related to clandestine government plans and elaborate murder plots. Conspiracy theories usually deny consensus or cannot be proven, the historical or scientific method, and are not to be confused with research concerning verified conspiracies such as Germany's pretense for invading Poland in World War II. Conspiracy theory is often considered the opposite of institutional analysis. Wow. Alright, and on the rationalwiki.org, a list of conspiracy theories. I wonder if this is... A conspiracy theory is an attempt to explain a perceived real-world occurrence through the actions of secretive, usually evil, and very selfish group. Not all conspiracy theories are wrong, but if the conspiracy requires greater suspension of disbelief than random chance would to explain the occurrence, it should be examined skeptically. Conspiracies manifest themselves across political spectrums. Most of the theories in the list below are crackpot, but few sadly are reasonable, and a couple are almost certainly true. Wow, again. So, essentially, it's all about what a person believes, apparently. But if you look at what he just said right there, even though he's talking about conspiracies, most are crackpot conspiracies, then the he sets around in the same breath and says, but some of them unfortunately are true. So, you know, you got to dig through the whole deal and see which ones are true and which ones aren't true. Nonetheless, it begs the question, is this world, are we literally under mind control? Are we being propagandized, and are we being lied to and manipulated, and has history been rewritten? There's one out there about the Mandela effect, where some people remember Nelson Mandela being alive a certain time, and then suddenly he dies, and then he's supposed to, like, died in prison the first time around, and then suddenly he's alive again, and he's supposed to have died some other time. So, pretty much, some people believe he died way back in the 70s, and some people believe he just now, here recently, died. And so, with that said, that conspiracy theory links over to CERN and the things that they're doing over there at CERN about that, and D-Wave computers manipulating reality and rewriting books like the Bible and all kinds of other things out there, changing titles to stories or whatever. Now, I hope you bear with me, because this could be a twisted show here. But if you go down the list of conspiracies, let's see if I can find one. Yeah, right here. Scientific conspiracies. Global warming is a hoax. Yeah, I know the global warming is a hoax. So am I crazy, or is it global warming really a hoax? Well, the science tells me it's a hoax. The lunar landing was a hoax. That's another scientific conspiracy. Here's one I didn't know about. The Codex Illuminatus is a plan to poison us all. Wow. Well, I don't know. See, AIDS is not caused by HIV infection. Mercury in the vaccines is causing autism. UFO wreckage, Area 51. Department of Defense. What's this one? Oh, yeah, the United States Department of Defense is experimenting with ELF, extremely low frequency, for mind control. Hey, that's about today's show. HARP, High Frequency Active Auroral Research Project, for possible use with weather control. Scalar interferometer, water fluoridation, the Earth is hollow. CERN is using the LHC to open a porthole to hell and change reality. The mass die-offs of honeybees, Stargate, NASA, see Mars anomaly research, lunar anomalies. Oh, wait, I missed the part. That ample evidence of alien life and civilizations exist in our solar system, but is covered up by NASA, see Mars anomaly research and lunar anomalies. Revolutionary free energy technology is being suppressed. I believe that for a fact. Anyway, by governments and the oil industry, it is possible to power a normal car with plain water. I believe that as well. That's scientifically plausible. See, now all these are under crackpot and science, crazy people, man. What in the heck are you supposed to believe these days? That's you just have to go over there and read these yourself if you're interested in all the different conspiracies. The ones that I was reading just now were under the scientific. There's terrorist conspiracies, criminal conspiracy theories, political conspiracy theories, and on down at the bottom down there, economic and business conspiracy theories, religious conspiracy theories. Jesus was invented by the Roman Empire, essentially the conspiracist fringe of Jesus myth theory. The prophet Muhammad did not exist. Let's see. There's a huge organized conspiracy to commit satanic ritual abuse and murder small children. The Bible has been corrupted by Jews and Christians, according to the Quran. And it just goes on. There's a comedy conspiracy theory, and literature, music, royalty, sports, video games, miscellaneous, and just plain wacko. It says the royal family of UK, along with the Bushes, the Clintons, and many other rich, prestigious families are actually man-eating, shape-shifting lizard people from the fourth dimension. That the above conspiracy theory was invented by another conspiracy to discredit the true conspiracy theorist. So now you got people out there trying to create conspiracies to debunk conspiracy theorists or make them look crazy. So they're... Oh man, miscellaneous conspiracy theories, anti-racist is a code word for anti-white, Holocaust denial, Stanley Kubrick, I don't even know who that was secretly a member of the Illuminati and devoted his entire career to hiding clues of their existence in his films, eventually getting assassinated after he crossed the line with his last film, Eyes Wide Shut. Socrates never existed and was created a creation of Plato. Films on conspiracy theories. Anonymous, Zeitgeist, Conspiracy Theory, Fahrenheit, JFK, Executive Action, Sneakers, Loose Change, any film made by Alex Jones, any documentary made by Ben Stewart, any video made by Jose Escamilla, Thrive, The Arrival, War by Deception, the top 10 conspiracy theories in the UK, Area 51 exists, investigate aliens, 9-1-1 was orchestrated by the US government, Apollo landing was a hoax. Diana and Dottie were murdered. The Illuminati, secret society, and the Masons are trying to take over the world. Scientologists rule Hollywood. Barcodes are really intended to control people. Microsoft sends messages via Wingdings. The U.S. let Pearl Harbor happen. The world is run by dinosaur-like reptiles. Wow, and it just goes on to sources, external links, references, and so on. That's a whole lot to take in, man. That's a whole lot to take in. And on the list of conspiracy theories, it's on Wikipedia. It got everything. All kinds of stuff. Let's see, we already read Holocaust denial, anti Arminianism. I don't even know what that is. Conspiracy theories which allege that Arminian, I can't even pronounce it, you have to go read it yourself. Anyway, promoted by presidents. Anti-Baha'ism, anti-Catholicism, the papacy, the Antichrist, the Bible, the Bible conspiracies. Who in the heck wrote this? That much of the what is known in the Bible is false. These theories often claim that Jesus had a wife and children and did not die on the cross. Various groups, both real such as the Vatican and fake, and the Priory of Zion, are said to suppress relevant information concerning, for example, the date of the Turin Shroud. Shroud of Turin, they wrote that backwards. Theorists also allege that books originally belong in the Bible have been censored. War against Islam, love jihad, racial genocide, black genocide, Babylon, the plan, white genocide, deaths and disappearances, cattle mutilation, reptilians, global warming again, HARP, MK Ultra, mind control stuff, RFID chips to track everybody, space agencies, flat earth, that's my favorite one here, I like the flat earth one, technology suppression, that's a definite, weaponry, false history, Boeing, Honeywell, uninterrupted autopilot, black helicopters, chemtrails, Korean Airline Flight 007, Malaysian Airline Flight MH370, Malaysia Airline Flight MH17, alternative therapy suppression, artificial disease, fluoridation, vaccination, New World Order, Illuminati, Denver Airport, that's where the bunkers are up underneath there. Wars, false flag operations, 9/11, Sandy Hook, Clinton body count, Barack Obama, former U.S. President Obama has been the subject of numerous conspiracy theories. His presidency was subject of a 2009 film, The Obama Deception, by Alex Jones, which alleged that Obama administration was puppet government for wealthy elite. Another theory denies the legitimacy of Obama's claim to be president due to circumstances of his birth. The theory has persisted despite the release of certified copies of Hawaiian birth certificate, which was never really released. So, a notable promoter of the theory was President Donald Trump. Hockahooey, man. Anyway, FEMA, Pizzagate, that's the nasty one where they were messing with children and all that kind of stuff. Who knows what's what and what's true? That's the whole point of this deal. Israeli animals spying. Harold Wilson, I don't even know what that is. Numerous persons, including former MI5 officer Peter Wright and Soviet defector Anatoly. Can you pronounce that? Have alleged that the British Prime Minister Harold Wilson was secretly a KGB spy. Sports, boxing conspiracy theories, shoes, man. Deepwater Horizon, New Coke, I don't know. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. Alright, so now let's get down to the meat of the subject, man. What the heck is going on? You can't get out there and talk to anybody who don't believe in at least one of those conspiracy theories. How many people do you know actually believe 9/11 was an inside job? And maybe it was. Some of the circumstances surrounding 9/11 were highly questionable. Whether or not they really blew up the buildings or imploded them. You know, we could sit around and debate all of this. The official story, all the different things that went on behind there. And all the different school shootings and everything. Everything, it don't matter what it is. Everything and anything that you've ever been told or thought was something was wrong. Is the earth flat? Is the earth round? Is the moon hollow? Is the earth hollow? Are there lizard people in charge? If it were true, there would be people out there trying to make you think you were crazy for thinking it was true. If it wasn't true, then there's people out there just trying to make you crazy, period. So, what's the whole purpose of it all? That's a good question. That's the best question of it all. What in the heck, outside of somebody getting control over your life and basically making you miserable, believing that the whole world has gone mad, what would be the purpose of it? What would you have to gain by making me believe that lizard people were taking and running the world? You know? You hear all the time about Anunnakis and Palladians, and you hear about all kinds of different aliens and abductions, and then you hear about the Planet X is coming to blast us, and we're going to have this pole shift. There's all kinds of doomsday scenarios. There's all kinds of conspiracy theories. Everyone on this planet, including people off this planet, including people from different dimensions, people and beings and monsters and all kinds of lions and tigers and bears are out to get us. Can you say paranoia? It's crazy. It's flat out crazy. What in the heck is going on? Where is the real truth? People call themselves truthers, but they get angry because somebody else doesn't agree with the same truth that they believe in. You know, I call myself a Christian. Boy, I could get you down a rabbit hole with Christianity. They'll tell me all kinds of things. Everything that I believe is wrong. Everything that I, my spiritual journey in life is all a fake. It's all a fraud. Everything's a fraud. Everything, nothing's real. Nothing's real, then everything is real. Everything is real, and then there's the doggone you create your own reality kind of deal. You know? It's crazy. It's so far beyond crazy. It has to be mind control in one form or another, one direction or another. Somebody's out there trying. There's like, I just start to wonder whether or not there's like two people, the richest people on the planet, that are sitting around messing with everybody else on the planet just because they can, you know, just having fun with everybody. Hey, let's mess with the stupid people today. So, is that what's going on? Has the United States military and all the militaries of the world been in cahoots all along in order to, bring about a one world government? My good book says that there's supposed to be some sort of leader that comes out there and does this miracles and all that and gets everybody to follow him and basically makes them all take the mark of the beast and all that kind of stuff. And it doesn't matter whether you talk about that one there or any other so-called conspiracy. Are they conspiracy theories or conspiracy fact? Are they fact or fiction? How would you know? Literally. For all those supporters of NASA out there, how do you know we've even been to space? Literally, have you ever been to space? If you're truthfully honest with yourself, you don't know. Have you actually stood there and watched a rocket launch? Have you followed that rocket launch to see exactly where it went? No, you haven't. You weren't able to. You were maybe a couple miles away watching from a distance this rocket going up in the air. Do you even know that it even went to space? And in 1969, did they even have the technology to go to the moon? And according to the people who believe there's a big giant dome over the earth and the earth is flat, then we couldn't have got off this planet if we wanted to. According to the same people that believe that the earth is flat, the sun and the moon are approximately the same size and only about 3,000 miles away. The sun puts off its own light and the moon puts off its own type of light. And so, how are you supposed to know? Have you ever, like, been to the sun? Have you been off the earth? Have you been able to see how far things were or how big things were? Have you ever done anything like research, a project or an idea or whatever for yourself? Or did you learn any of this stuff on TV or the internet or by word of mouth or by reading somebody's book? How would you know what book was true and what book wasn't true? How would you know which one was fact and which one was fiction? Maybe the one you thought was fiction turned out to be fact. Maybe the wars and the rumors of wars and the plagues and the famine and all that kind of stuff was even literally prophesied. And maybe the Antichrist is real and maybe the Antichrist is not real. You honestly can't sit there and tell anybody that you know for a fact that anything in this world is true. After everything that you've heard and everything that you've seen, all you have to go on is what you perceive anything to be. So, if somebody's out there manipulating everybody's mind and spreading lies and propaganda and just whatever, just for fun, or whether it's for torture, whether it's just to see how far that they can push the human mind, you know, somebody's out there doing it. In some cases, some of you are doing it to each other. Some of you are telling your friends that lizard people are real, but you don't know for a fact. You just either seen a YouTube video or did a little bit of research out there in the rabbit hole, and it appears to you, and you might really truly believe it, that lizard people are real. That gray aliens are coming down and probing all of mankind and mutilating cows and stuff. When you sit back and think about it, it is complete and utter madness. You know, when you've got to sit there and question your own beliefs because you're not even sure anymore because the deception is so great. When you got two, not one, but two separate websites with a list of conspiracy theories. And on one hand, they say some of it's real, some of it ain't real. And on the other hand, some of it's crackpot, but some of it's real. The conspiracy theory with JFK, did our own government do that? You know, was it the Secret Service or the CIA or the FBI or the DEA or all any of the other alphabet soups out there? Seriously. Now, if you're truly awake, you understand exactly what I'm saying. You're looking out into the world and you're thinking to yourself, what in the heck is going on? How could this many people in this world be crazy unless somebody was either drugging them or messing with their mind? And what if there is a dome over the earth? What if there is really indeed a God? What if Jesus was real? There'd be a whole lot of people with some explaining to do. So, you know, where do you go with all that? It's a mind control question mark. Is it really happening? Are we really under mind control? And do people even want to hear this? Seriously, if you've just been listening for a long time, I would suspect that your brain is beginning to hurt. Mine is. My brain hurts. Because it doesn't matter which direction you go in. You try to convince people of your truth, but what really is the truth? Honestly, how could you possibly know what really is the truth? You're born into a world that seems to be born into a world of slavery, and you got to do certain things. If you don't do certain things, or you do certain things, there's all kinds of potential, benefits or punishments or whatever. You got to play the game. If you don't play the game right, you lose. And if you lose, you either end up broke or homeless or dead or in jail or whatever. You know, I think about some people that literally get up and struggle every single day just to try to cope with all the stuff that they've got going on in their mind from everything that's been told to them. If you want to talk about a massive mind screw of epic proportions, whoever's behind this scenario, there's some sick people, man. And maybe they're not even people at all. Maybe they're demons, or maybe they're aliens, or lizard people, or whatever. I know that from the facts presented to me that this world isn't what it appears. I know that from the facts presented to me and the science that I was taught, the science don't add up to what they're trying to tell me now. And so, in my mind, I got my science right, and there is a such thing as free energy, and global warming is a hoax. That's where I stand on that. And so, you know, maybe everything I think is wrong. Maybe everything you think is wrong. Maybe everything we all think is wrong. Maybe everything we all think is right. Maybe everything we all think becomes reality. And if you believe in lizard people, there are really, literally lizard people. Maybe we're all a hologram. Maybe the moon's a hologram. Maybe we're in some sort of virtual reality. Maybe we don't even exist at all. Maybe each and every one of you are optical illusions, or even creations in my mind. Maybe all of it, everything in this virtual reality. Maybe everything in existence I have created, and in your world, maybe the same thing. Maybe sometimes we kind of bump into each other and merge our realities together, and they don't always work together. But when they do, we kind of hang out for a while. Wow. That's a whole lot to absorb. So, what's going on, people? Somebody tell me, what is reality? What is anything? What is the truth? Does anybody have it? Because I apparently don't. But I got to stand my ground on what I do believe. Because if I don't stand my ground on what I do believe, I'm going to freak out. What if suddenly I woke up in the morning and I realized that I just suddenly didn't believe in my God? I suddenly lost all my faith, and I didn't believe in science anymore. And what if I didn't believe in the world? What if I didn't even believe the world exists? What if I got up one day and I just said, you know what? If there ain't a God, there ain't no reason why I got to do anything for anybody or be nice to the world. Maybe I could just go on a rampage and act all crazy the rest of my life. If there ain't some sort of basis, some sort of anchor or grounding to reality, or you know, then what's the point? If there is no God, then why would there even be any kind of morals in this world? Whatever you feel like doing, just do it. There's no penalty for doing things wrong, unless you get caught by the other team. You know, if you're on the dark side and you run around robbing and raping and looting and pillaging, and you end up in jailhouse and locked in there, if you can figure out a way to escape, you get to run around and they chase you down again or whatever, and that could be your adventure for the rest of your life, is running for your life. And what if you get killed, you know? What if you get killed? Are you suddenly projected into a great lake of fire, or are you like suddenly shifted into another dimension, and where do you go? And if the atheist got it right, then you just go in the dirt and you don't become nothing. You're just nothing. Worm food. This world outside this door, as bad as what the world tells me. The mainstream media, the alternative media, the rabbit hole. I'm asking the question. So if you're on the other side of this deal, if this is like one of those kind of things, like where I don't know that I'm on like a TV reality show, and you're on the other side, I'm asking you like, okay, joke's over, let's get down to the brass tacks of what's up, you know. Yeah, what's the truth? That's all anybody ever wants, is the truth. They want the ultimate truth. And how are you supposed to get the ultimate truth when everybody's ultimate truth is all different? everybody has a different perception of what's going on. You know, when I look at videos that are presented to me about 9/11, I say, I got some questions. You know, things just don't seem to be right. How does a aluminum airplane shear through, you know, the towers or the poles, the wings on the poles or whatever, and knock them over, but there ain't no chunks of the airplane out there on the ground? I mean, how does that happen? You know, and, you know, there's all kinds of things. Where's the big engines in the side of the building at the Pentagon? Why is it just a hole there? It looked like a rocket went through or something like that. All right, well, those are videos that were showed to me. Maybe those are videos that whoever's doing the mind control actually put out there to create the conspiracy theories to get us all distracted against something else. And what is that something else? What is the something else that they're trying to hide from us? Why would they spray stuff in the sky? Unless they were trying to A, kill us, or B, hide something from us. I mean, maybe there's a hole in the dome up at the end. And they're like, you know, we can't let them see that. If they see that hole in the dome up there, they'll know we're not really where we said we were. You know, and what about Antarctica? There's actually a conspiracy where if we're on a flat Earth and we're surrounded by this ring of ice, and that the Earth is an infinite plane that goes on for infinity, and there's alien bases or old Nazi bases down in Antarctica that they found, and there's old secret societies with pyramids and futuristic technology, and the Earth is billions and trillions of years old, and on this infinite plane, we're in one puddle, and there are other puddles all the way down there. And you know, there's this big barrier on one side on all sides of the dome there, and you can't get out. We're like trapped in a terrarium. Now, I know that right now I sound like a babbling buffoon, but I'm asking a serious question here. What in the Sam Harry heck is going on? Why are so many people in this world so paranoid and believing everything that they are believing or not believing? What's going on? Is it mass hysteria? Is it total chaos? Every man for himself? I've had people on this show even talk about lizard people. Hey, man, lizard people are real, you know? The queen's a lizard. Well, she might act like a lizard, and maybe even physically look like a lizard, but, you know, I don't know. Is she a shape-shifting lizard or not? Is the Earth hollow? Is it concave? Is it convex? Is it flat? Is the moon hollow? Is the moon a big spaceship? Is the moon only 3,000 miles away or whatever? You know, is it as big as they said it was, or is it smaller than they said it was? Is the sun millions of miles away, or is it under the dome with us? Somebody give me these answers. Somebody tell me what really is going on in this world. If you honestly have the answer to what really is going on in this world, then let me know. You know, and tell me about your source of reference, because are your sources any better than my sources? We all got the internet. We got the TV. We got the radio. We got word of mouth. We got books and libraries. But who wrote all the books? Who wrote all the blogs? Who put all the videos together? Who put all these conspiracies in play to begin with? How would you even know whether up was down or down was up? Literally. Now that's a whole lot to think about. Tell me. Tell me what's going on. Are they poisoning us? Fluorine, chloride, chemtrails, mercury in the vaccines. My God, if you were a person that was susceptible to believe in every single thing that was ever presented to you, because you are literally, you know, not that bright. And if you were to go down this list and you would study everything in here and you would learn all the conspiracy theories and you knew everything there was, you'd done been down the rabbit hole deeper than anybody in this world had ever been. And you believed it all, every single bit of it, both positive and negative. You would go insane. You would flat out go insane because nothing would be real. Nothing would make any sense. Nothing. You wouldn't have no grounding for anything. So, if we're awake, where are the people in charge? Where are the people who are actually committing this atrocity against us? Are they the Illuminati? Are they the Freemasons? Are they all the secret societies and the Jews and the Zionists and all the different they're listed. They're all listed. They're listed in the conspiracy theory deal there. List of conspiracy theories. List of wacko conspiracy theories. Science conspiracies. There's a conspiracy under the sun for everything under the sun. So, in my mind, it's safe for me to believe what I believe and call it a day. Stephen Gibbons in the chat room earlier said, "Morning, Shaziz. Welcome to the crazy train choo-choo." And he said, "Next stop, paranoia." But it's paranoia if they really are out to get you. Yeah, that's it. Are they really out to get us? Maybe they ain't out to get us. Maybe we're in some sort of futuristic thing where if you get inside this thing, you get to experience whatever your mind wants you to experience. Whatever your heart desires. If you want to be crazy, you can be crazy. If you want to act a fool, you can act a fool. Or if you want to be the president of the United States, you just get in there and work to your heart's content with your alt. Build your world the way you want to build it. Man. Maybe millions of years ago, Earth was destroyed. And maybe all those little flash drives and all the technology stored all of our memories. And maybe right now, each and every one of us are nothing more than artificial intelligence remembering the past. And maybe we're in this huge spaceship, actually made to look just like the Earth, so that we are comfortable in our journey to wherever it is that we're going. It might be over there to be, food for the lizard people. You might be a snack. Oh, man. I'm sorry, but it gets just to such an extent that you have to laugh about it. You honestly have to sit back and laugh, because if the government wants me to believe all this stuff, then what for? What is my significance? What is my importance in the whole grand scheme of things? What do I have to offer minus my soul? Alright, so if it's a battle between good and evil, I can understand that all there is that I got to try to make it through life intact to be decent, otherwise that one side or the other is going to get my soul. My energy, my soul, my being, or whatever is on the line. I have to win this game. I have to get through the whole entire deal, come out with my life and my mind and my soul intact, so that when I get on the other side, I'm either a good person or I'm evil. So the only thing that I can visualize that I got that anybody would want, whether it be the government or the evil or whatever, would be my spiritual being, my soul. That's it. What else do I got that they want? Seriously. Well, do they want my house?
in the car? You know, what for? I mean, if you're filthy, stinking rich, if you're the global elite, I bet you got a nicer house than I got. My place is a dump compared to what you got. And my car, it's an old hoopty, man. It's a jalopy. It's a chitty, chitty, bang, bang, for Pete's sake. So, it surely couldn't be my car or my house or even the land I'm standing on that you want. Because the last people that had this land used it for a dump. So why would you want to buy a dump? Why would you want to go down to the dump and have to clean things up? So I'm back to the only thing I got is my mind and my soul. That's it. That's all I have to offer. I mean, I don't have anything. I don't have any gold or silver that they want to steal from me or whatever. And as far as taking away my guns and all that kind of stuff, what's the point? I'm not going to go out there and kill nobody anyway. You know, I'm not worried about it. You know, I will defend myself in this reality and do what is necessary to protect my family because those are my beliefs. But other than that, what do I got that you want? What's so important about me? See, in the movie The Matrix, they used people for batteries. The Matrix actually used humans for batteries. And so maybe that's it. Maybe they're trying to use me for free energy or whatever. The Truman Show. That's what I was trying to remember earlier. The Truman Show, where they had this guy inside of a virtual reality all of his life. He didn't even know. And finally he figured things out and he's worked his way and he finally escaped the virtual reality. I would be so pissed off if I spent my entire life in some virtual reality show where all I was entertainment for everybody else. No real privacy, no real nothing. I'd just be pissed off. I'd be wanting to fist fight somebody on the other side. Oh, it was a joke, man. It was a joke. Oh, calm down, man. Can't you take a joke? No. Because, man, this life is like wrestling a cactus. If you can imagine running across the desert in the blazing sun and the hot sand and barefoot, clear across the desert through all the rattlesnakes and the scorpions and whatever else is laying out in the doggone sand. Your feet's burning. You run all the way across this hot blazing desert up this big giant sand dune to this tall 6 foot tall cactus with stretched out arms and stuff like you see in the cartoons, and you wrestle that sucker to the dirt, man. And then while you're wrestling that thing down the dirt, you finally get it down there, you stand up, you got needles all stuck in your face, and you're like, you know, got your arms stretched out, and you're hollering, "Yo, Adrian, I did it, Adrian, oh, I did it," and you're like, you know, "It hurt like heck, but I did it." And is that what life was all about to begin with? Man. I do the Knights of the Round Table because I believe that the world is messed up and it needs fixing. But maybe it don't need fixing. Maybe this has all been a big joke. Maybe it's all been a big puppet show. For my benefit or for your benefit or for whatever, for somebody's benefit. Somebody had to benefit. Some reason why they would want to try to convince you that there is no God. What's the point? If you don't believe in God, why spend your time trying to convince me that there ain't no God? Trying to convince me that there is or isn't aliens, that there is or isn't a one world government, that there is or isn't a conspiracy to poison us all, that there is or isn't a conspiracy to enslave us all. That there, you know, the Earth is or isn't flat, that we did or didn't go to space, and all this kind of stuff. And doomsday? The war on terror? The war on drugs? They say there's a war on women, too. Is that all we do is just war with one another? Is that all we do is just freak out on a regular basis and we just run around like chickens with our head cut off screaming bloody murder that the sky is falling? I believe in possibilities. I believe that anything is possible. And in this world, according to everything that I've seen, I'm right. I mean, people believe in all this. All this long list posted on these two links over there in the super chat. People believe all of this. And so, it said, gays want to take over the country and recruit our children. Gun control is a tool to prevent population from revolting against the government. That sounds possible. That sounds plausible. Atheist, Muslim, religious minorities want to oppress Christians. TWA Flight 800 was shot down by Navy, Air Force, CIA, other agencies with an acronym. Soviet Union engineered the overthrowing of Nikolai, whatever. Can't pronounce that one. And then it says United States overthrowing of the same person. The liberal media, as in liberals, have taken over most media enterprises from where they brainwashed the public into voting Democrats. Well, yeah, that's... I agree with that one. That's hardcore right there. Liberals. That's it. Liberals have taken over public schools from where they indoctrinate children with Marxism. Yep, that one sounds right. Obama inspired plot for the Islamization of America. That don't sound so far off base. Yeah, there you go, folks. I mean, it's out there. There are people out there who say that you're a crackpot for believing. There are people out there who say you are a crackpot for not believing. There are people out there who want to convince you of something. Yeah. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. We're in the Truman Show. And all the artificial intelligence that are out there, like, communicating with us and acting like our friends and our pals, those are just, programs to keep us in line, to keep us in order. If everything is real but nothing is real at the same time, what is the truth? I tell you, that's, it's like a conundrum. It's like an enigma. It's a riddle within a riddle within a whatever. Conspiracy kind of thing. This world has gone mad. Dude, where is my hat? Time to get out of here. All right, so I'm just thinking. I'm just trying to contemplate on where is everybody? Who is everybody? By the way, where are the rest of the Knights of the Round Table today? That's a conspiracy. They're all out there slaying dragons. Or maybe... maybe I just, like, drove them all away with my madness. It's hard to say. But when I woke up this morning, the very first thing I saw was mind control. And then the second video that I watched right there was the one that said... Well, heck, I'll just play it again. for those of you just showing up, the greatest truth about most awake people. This was by a man that goes by Richie from Boston. Let's hear what Richie from Boston had to say again.
It amazes me. It just absolutely amazes me how close-minded some people are. It truly blows me away. I've been doing research. I've been on YouTube, and I've had the opportunity to speak to documentary makers, filmmakers, numerous authors, and some of the best channels that most of you follow on YouTube. And the one thing that gets me every single solitary time is how fast people will leave a comment in the comment section, and you can tell by the comment that they never even bothered to watch the video whatsoever at all. People like to think that they have it above other people. People are, you know, I'm awake. I'm not one of the sheeple. I'm awake. I know that 9/11 was an inside job. I know that Sandy Hook did not happen whatsoever, that it was a drill. How do I know that? Because one of the children died twice. One of the children allegedly died at Sandy Hook, and then the child died again about a year later at another school shooting in Pakistan, an entirely different country, the exact same child. The same picture we were presented at both events. But I digress. People will see the name of a video, people will see the video, and they will jump right in and say, of course we landed on the moon. Of course there's satellites. Of course there's this. Dinosaurs didn't exist because oil doesn't come from fossil fuels. All those things are assumptions, and for the most part, most of the information that people are using, they're gleaning from websites or videos. Sadly, a lot of people that are in the truth community, quote unquote, get all of their information, all of it, from the internet and nothing else. While some of us actually travel, some of us actually do experiments, some of us actually spend hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of hours, videotaping the sun, the sky, the chemtrails, the moon. Just because all the video isn't up doesn't mean we don't have it. A lot of people just find it really boring. People don't want to look up at the moon for more than a few minutes, even if it is in 4K. I spend so very much of my life looking up at the sky, and I always have since I was a little kid. So that's 40 years, four decades. I came to the conclusion that NASA was lying because NASA is allowing us to see that they're lying. They've shown us the harnesses. They've shown us the green screens. They've shown us people falling when they were supposed to be in a zero gravity atmosphere. They could have avoided that. The same thing with 9/11. There's a lot of telltale things that people are building their entire case that it was an inside job off of the telltale signs that they left. They left them there for us. They don't really care if everyone doesn't believe their story. It's part of the fun for them. These are the same people that start wars with other countries. And people in America will stand there and cheer about it. We're going to kill, maim, paralyze, mutilate, burn, and rob and rape people in other countries that had nothing to do with anything, and people in the United States are like, USA. We're the first country that glamorizes our military like a sports team. War is something that should be the absolute last resort, and especially after someone's attacked you. But sadly, we have become the enforcer for the New World Order. That's America's role. We are the military might of the New World Order, of the scumbags that run this planet. London is the monetary. The Vatican is the religious control apparatus. And D.C. is the military. They only allowed our country to become what it once was because they needed to build the military. They needed to build the technology. Why do you think that after self-flying drones, smart bombs, all these other self-sufficient, no personnel needed technologies came to bear, that all the industry was sent out of the United States? There's nothing left here. Every single city, for the most part, is a Walmart, is a Walgreens, is a CVS, a bunch of chain stores, McDonald's. There's no mom and pop left. Not from the country that I've seen. There's no agriculture left, for the most part. We have a country of incredibly dumbed down, vaccinated, medicated people walking around that think they're better than the rest of the world. While the rest of the world is looking at us, wondering how people could get so overweight, so out of shape. People that blindly follow what the television says as though the television was some sort of an authority figure, not the hypnotic mass control tool that it actually is. Edward Bernays was Sigmund Freud's nephew. He's the one that brought advertising. He's the one that brought materialism. We're the first species in history, in recorded history that we know of, that run out and buy shiny electronic things. We're not living the way we were created for, and most people don't even believe in creation. Most people don't even believe in God, and that's another in a long line of lies. You're looking at an image right now, if you're still watching, where you should have seen at least 100 satellites traverse the front of this picture, but you haven't. This is during the day. The sun should be illuminating the entire face of this rock right now. That is the moon. But it isn't. And that doesn't make any sense, and nobody even questions it. Half of it is entirely invisible in a sea of blue. Everything that we have been told is not what people think, and yet people will drop, walk away from, or become rude to someone that doesn't believe every single solitary thing that they believe, and all their beliefs are made up from information they've gathered off the internet, which is entirely a tool that the same people that have been lying to us for time immemorial own. Everything on the internet, if it's really valuable information that cannot be leaked out, it will not be leaked out. If you have a YouTube channel that's hitting the target too many times, they will simply turn it all the way down to low, and all of a sudden you will not get any views. People will not be notified of your videos. While other channels are thriving because they're pushing forth nonsense like, NASA said this, NASA said that, the magnetopause, UFOs, so forth and so on. There's a reason they're allowed to get views, because they're not threatening anything that's going on whatsoever at all. And meanwhile, we have people that follow each other. We have people in a quote-unquote community that turn on each other at the drop of a hat. If you dare believe something that's different than what they believe, you're an idiot, and they are not going to continue talking anymore. Being awake means having an open mind. Believing in something means you've exhausted every means there is possible to disprove what it is you believe. When's the last time you did that? I've done it for the last 10 years on a great variety of topics, including the moon, including the shape of the earth, including who's really in charge. It's time to wake up, people. We're in a cosmic battle right now. We live in a society that has gone out of its way to prove to you that you are nothing special, that you do not matter in any way whatsoever at all. And it couldn't be any further from the truth. Every single second of every single day, there is a battle going on to take from you the most valuable gift that was ever given to any being, your soul. It's your call.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no secret is revealed. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html. So, the question now is, do you have a headache yet? I spent the first part of the show laying out all the different, I didn't go like in graphic detail of all the different conspiracy theories because there's so many incredible theories out there. I mean, it's just mind-blowing what people believe. And I can't blame people for not wanting to join in on this this show today. It's a mess. It's literally a mess because why would you want anyone trying to test your beliefs? Why would you want anyone trying to convince you that what you believe isn't real? What is reality? The whole question of all this craziness is, you know, which one of these conspiracy theories are true? Which are conspiracy facts? Facts or fiction? Is the earth flat? Is the earth round? Are there aliens out to get us? Are there people eating lizards running the government? Are we all being poisoned, you know, through chemicals in the sky and chemicals in our food and chemicals in our vaccines and all this kind of stuff? What is the truth? The truth community basically is supposedly about going out there finding the truth of the reality that we find ourselves in. And in order to be able to find the truth, then one must have to literally go down the rabbit hole into the matrix and find all kinds of stuff. You're going to meet some of the craziest people you ever met in your life. And maybe you're the crazy one. Maybe they're not so crazy. Maybe they have found the truth. Maybe the truth has literally driven them insane. So when I ask the question, mind control / question mark, there, is this all this? Everything that's out here, is this one big old massive mind screw of epic proportions in order to try to manipulate you into believing a certain way so that you'll go a certain direction? You know, is there a true battle between good and evil for your soul to get your mind and your body and your soul on board with whatever agenda is laid out there? So, you know, I can look out there and I can see all the things going on and I can formulate my opinion by what I believe the truth to be by all the evidence presented to me. And so that's what I do. I present my version of the truth and I tell everybody out there, look, don't believe what I'm telling you. Go out there and see for your own eyes what's going on and try to discern for yourself the difference between truth and fiction. You know, it's hard to do. It's not an easy task. Let me see there. Cool. It's not an easy task to try to sort through everything out there in this world and try to figure out what is reality. You know, the difference between fact and fiction. There's so many different possibilities, conspiracy theories / doomsday prophecies and all that. When it all boils down to, the simple fact is what you believe in your reality and your world and the fact that everything that's around you, you know, it's what you have to live in. Everyone who is around you is who you have to live with. You know, the people you surround yourself, whether they be like-minded or not, whether they believe in working in harmony with the world or whether they believe in war or aliens or lizards or, you know, doomsday scenarios. I asked the question about mind control. Not because I wanted to spark off another conspiracy theory, which we have no shortage of. I mean, there's tons of them. Is the earth flat? Is the earth round? Is the earth concave, convex, dodecahedron? Is the moon hollow? Is a hologram? Does space exist or not? Have we or haven't we went to the moon? Who killed Kennedy? And so on. I mean, you could go forever and a day. Somebody out there is trying to convince you of something. Right? And so, to be able to weed through all of that, I feel sorry for the man or woman that goes down the rabbit hole. I've been there. I've seen it. I've seen some things that no man or woman should ever have to lay eyes upon. know, I got this love in my heart for humanity and the world, because the world that I envision is a wonderful place. Everybody's happy, everybody's taken care of, everything's fine. And so I get out here on this radio show and I try to put out my version of what I believe the world could be, as opposed to what I believe it is, what I've seen so far. And so I try to uplift the spirits of the people out there in the world so that they would not only believe in themselves, but be a little more cautious when they're going out into the world, so that they don't have to live their lives in fear from all the propaganda and the mind control and the craziness that goes on. Folks, I can't sit here and honestly tell you that I know everything that there is to know, because I'm just as clueless as you are. I was born into the same world underneath the same guys. You know, I got my own spiritual beliefs and my own faith, and I held on to those because it's the only anchor I've got in a world that has gone literally mad. And so with that said, I'm doing the best I can under the bad situation that we're all involved in. We want to find the truth, and we want to find that peace and harmony in our lives and be able to work with what we believe our world is, our nature, you know, our planet, the life giver of, you know, and the creator that put it all together. I'm not going to sit here and try to convince you that my story is the truth. I'm just trying to be here in case one of y'all happen to stumble in on this radio show in from out on the battlefield, and you're trying to figure things out just like I'm trying to figure things out, and everybody else who's been here is trying to figure things out to try to make this world so much better than what it is. Because the way I see it right now, you read off that list of conspiracy theories and you think about all the things that people are trying to convince you of, you could spend the rest of your life so deep in a rabbit hole that you would be completely and utterly miserable. And I don't have nothing to offer no elite. I don't have nothing to offer no lizard people except my mind and my body and my soul. And I'm not willing to give it to them because it belongs to me just like your life belongs to you as well. So here at the Knights of the Round Table, this is that little bit of sanctuary where you can sit down with your fellow brothers and sisters who really care about you and try to sort through all the mess. We'll figure out the truth. When we all get down to the end of this journey that we're on, this crazy train that we're riding, we're going to step off. We're going to find out what is all the truth. But in the meantime, we got to figure out ways to get along. It's as simple as that. I've been joined by Barbara Threecrow. How you doing, lady?
Hi there, Shaziz. I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here. I love your topic today, and I'm sitting here on my part of Turtle Island here on this 103 acres, and I went out this morning, as I often do. The birds wake me up, you know, five-ish, and get up and go for a walk. I went down by the pond here, and a little muskrat swam by, some mother ducks with their baby ducks, a big heron came and landed in a tree, a couple of deer hanging out, you know, that's paradise.
that's
reality, right?
Yep, that's what I went out this morning and I was talking to the goldfish. That's where I find my peace, standing there by the pond looking at the goldfish.
Yeah, I mean, to me, and what you're talking about, it is kind of seems like a mess, doesn't it? I pulled up the link. I certainly do know all about conspiracy theories, but when you put them all together, like on that link, it's like, wow, you're right. It's like everything in life, you know, there's an opposite theory about it, and I like to, I guess, refer to some of us as conspiracy realists, you know. I'd like to at least claim that a little bit, but then again, you know, you're right. It's not about convincing people my way is the right way or whatever. It's just about sharing information, and as I think we are all, majority of us are researchers, and we do a lot of that and looking at stuff. It's kind of gets to be overwhelming, and I think you're right. I don't think it's a conspiracy theory that the world has gone mad. I think that's real.
You know that feeling you get? Have you ever been into a spook house with some friends?
Yes.
And you guys kind of like huddle together as you work your way through that spook house. You ever feel like that's what life is like nowadays?
Yes, and then something jumps out at you. Yeah. Going on your journey out, and you're screaming your head off trying to get it. Yeah, I've been there. Been there, done that. But yes, going down the rabbit hole, like you're talking about, going down the rabbit hole, I've been there myself too. You know, Patty and I often get going down those rabbit holes. We'll come up with something, and then before you know it, you're leading on to other things, and it's like, wow, look at this, and oh yeah, look at that. And yeah, you have to have some kind of something, courage, strength, I don't know, to get yourself back out of the rabbit hole, right?
Well, I know that if I'm feeling the way that I'm feeling, and I'm like, you know, just kind of baffled by it all and going crazy and feeling a little bit on edge, I got to imagine that other people out there, imagine somebody who really doesn't, I'm not want to call them stupid or anything, but they just, you know, not as understanding as a lot of other people.
I gotcha.
Imagine them coming across all this information and suddenly going so deep down the rabbit hole and living their life so incredibly paranoid that they're just living in a literal hell, you know? It's
yeah. Well, you know that term hell on earth.
Yeah.
You know, I think that that's what happens to a lot of people, certainly, and I see what you mean. I feel, too, that there are, you know, a majority of people, and yes, I don't think calling them stupid is the answer, but I think there's just a lot of people that maybe so deeply, and you use the word brainwashing, so deeply brainwashed, that they can't discern. You know, the word discernment is a key piece, I think, because of what it takes to discern, right? Reality from, you know, truth from lie and so on and so forth. But I'm, you know, I have a show, Beyond Reality, and I often start out by saying, what is reality anyway? And it's like my reality could be completely different from your reality, but it doesn't mean that it's false.
Yeah.
You know? But what is reality? I mean, this is a big question. And I often kind of say, well, are we living in a dream? Are we all dreaming this? You know? Is this real? Is our experience, are we creating our experience? And I do tend to believe that on some level we do create our reality.
Well, to the person who's actually living it, it is true to them. It is reality, you know?
That's right.
I don't understand what all the hatred is, because, you know, I call myself a Christian I've explained millions of times about why I believe that I'm a Christian, all right? Well, maybe my truth is wrong. Maybe everything is wrong, but seriously, taking in context, all of what I've talked about here on the show today, all the different things out there in the world, if at this point in my life and my spiritual journey, that is an anchor that makes me feel comfortable enough where I can say, look, okay, there's a higher power that's in charge that's got my back, you know, and I'm going to be just fine. What's wrong with that? All right, I will find out the truth someday, you know, whether or not I'm, you know, I was wrong all along, or whether I was right all along, I'll find out my truth. And so with that said, there's no reason to hate me on because I say I believe a certain way. You see what I'm trying to say here?
Well, I do, and I agree with you there. I think, I guess, for a personal experience, if we're talking about what feels right, not about what you're thinking is right, what feels right is a different experience rather than what I'm thinking is right. Because to me, it's not an intellectual concept. It's about the feeling. When you feel connected to something, it feels different than thinking about being connected to something. You know, like if you take the word love, for instance, if you're thinking, well, I love everything. I love everything, I love everybody. But if you're feeling loving, it's a whole other experience. You feel differently, and others feel differently. So to me, there's two things going on here. And when you feel, when you're aware of a feeling, you're more in connection to me. You're more conscious, right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people today seem to be unconscious, even of their own feelings. And that makes the person, I feel, think, easily manipulated, spun around and affected and reactive. You know, when you're not conscious, you can't identify or discern something that may be manipulating you or pushing you to hate somebody, for instance, right?
Yep. Well, something you said earlier, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but
that's all right.
Something you said earlier about, you know, us maybe possibly in a dream and creating our own reality. Maybe my truth is truth, but it's my truth to me alone, you know, and maybe it's the same way for everybody else out there. You see what I'm saying? I've never been to the moon. I couldn't tell you whether it's made out of cheese or not.
I don't know if anybody's been to the moon. That's another conspiracy theory. Has anybody really been to the moon, or was that a theatrical setup, you know?
Well,
they
did it in 1969 with some really crummy technology.
They did, and also, how come they haven't done it again?
Yeah.
How come it was that one-time thing? Because Russia was planning on going to the moon, and that was a big push, so we had to get there first. I don't know, that's what I look at it that way.
So basically, what you're saying is you and I, and probably a lot of people out there, we look at stories that are told to us logically, and if it doesn't sound logical, I mean, how in 1969 were they able to stand on the moon for 2 hours when we can't even get our cell phone battery to last 30 minutes if we're talking?
There you go. I just find it quite fascinating, and you know, again, I guess the way I look at things, or when I'm reading or doing research or looking or observing, I pay attention to what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
You know? Because if somebody says to me, a so-called authority says, we went to the moon and this happened and that happened, and they're showing you pictures of it, and I, you know, a lot of people go, wow, we went to the moon, yay, and all that, whatever. Well, I kind of sense how this feels to me. I don't intellectualize it. Like, the authorities told me that's what they did, you know? And then I believe it. I kind of have this thing where I'm feeling something. I'm sensing something. And my sensor, or my, what I call my inner discerner, or the inner wisdom part of me, gives me right information. I mean, that's been my experience since childhood, and it is a feeling. It's not an intellectual experience, and we're so subjected to the authorities telling us things, and everybody claiming to be authorities, whether it's conspiracy authority or factual authority, you know, and that's where I think we're in trouble, because I think we really need to learn how to discern, yeah, truth from lies, you know.
Well, when my feeling is like when I'm standing there looking at that picture that the authority is showing me and telling me this is where we went to the moon, you know, and I'm saying to them, okay, well, yeah, I understand all that. That's pretty cool. But where's the stars in the background? Okay, I'm just asking. I mean, I'm not trying to say you're a liar or anything. I'm just trying to, you know, ask a question.
Well, logically, you would say, well, there should be that, right?
Yeah.
There should be something like that. Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, the whole thing about the level of brainwashing, to get back to that term, I think has been going on for generations. And, you know, when I was a kid, growing up here in the United States of America, you know, I went to school and trained very well on what our country stood for, all the things that happened and who did what to who, and all this, you know, amazing place that the European ancestors found, and how there was like nobody living here at all. You know, this was like they found this place, they discovered this place, and then you start, as you grow up, well, I did anyway, I started doing my own investigation, and I just came to realize, you know, that there were a lot of things that didn't feel right to me originally, and then I found what to me, you know, verified my first instincts, was that something is wrong here.
Yeah, it just didn't fit.
Wrong. It did not fit. And so why was that, you know? And I can only say that it's because of this connectedness to a feeling or feelings of that inside of ourselves. It's not, again, I keep telling people this is not an intellectualizing process. This is not a thinking process. It's a sensory experience. And we, our bodies, our inner wisdom or inner wise one or inner discerner will tell us if we pay attention, if we listen. But if you're brainwashed to listen to the authorities, that's, you know, you're going to be down the rabbit hole for a long time.
Well, my belief is I always question authorities. I question anybody who's trying to convince me of something that don't feel right. And, you know, I'm going to sound like an old hippie now with what I'm about to say, but whenever I go outside and I stand in the grass barefooted and I look at it, all the nature around me, and I feel the sounds and that feeling that I get, like I'm where I belong at that particular point in time. And then when I come inside the house and I start looking out into the world through this little magical box that we call computers or TV or even listening to the radio for that matter, suddenly all this strange stuff starts pouring into my mind that is doing battle with what I feel is the difference between right and wrong. Does that make any sense to you at all?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, I think that, you know, I was questioning spirit, you know, creator, as I often do when I have a puzzle before me, because I was looking at this this increase in the internet and use of the internet with young people and the various games and the iPods and the cell phones and this Pokemon game that people were falling off of cliffs while they were playing this Pokemon thing. And
yeah.
I was saying, wow, this is like insanity. What's wrong with these people, you know? And I, so I went outside and I was just sitting there and I was asking Creator, what does all this mean, like this technology, you know? And I just said, what is the seriousness and the concerns about internet, right? And I got two perspectives here. And it broke the word internet apart. So in turn, you know, how our language is very specific and has meaning, hidden meaning that we don't realize. And that's an interesting study in itself. So the word internet, so take the word apart and look at it as intern. When you intern somebody, you're burying them, right?
Holy smokes, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. You just entered the net.
Yeah.
Holy.
So then you're caught in the net. When you catch
something
in the net, it's prey and it's food and it's like, you know, you're stuck. You're in the net. And that's what we're dealing with, this internet. We are being interned, you know, to lose our consciousness, to lose our awareness, to lose our sensitivities to real, to the reality. And we're stuck and we're caught in this net.
Wow. That explains something there, Patty. Or, sorry.
Barbara. That's okay, we're a lot alike.
Yeah, I explained something, Barbara. I, one day, I was sitting around, and I had the whole, all the family was together, you know, and it just dawned on me to look around at everybody, and I did. And every single person that I was looking at was looking down at this device, and they were tapping things and texting each other from one couch to the next and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, wow, do you see what's going on here? It's almost like everybody's getting sucked into this web, you know, this internet.
they're caught in the net.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So Creator gave me that information. I thought, wow, that is really extraordinary that they call this the internet.
Hi, Barry.
Originally.
How you doing?
Hi, Barry.
I think he's trying to talk.
I think he's trying to talk, as usual. As usual, he's trying to talk. Come on, Barry. Hook up.
Breaker 1-9 for radio
check. Are you hearing?
Yeah, there you go. We can hear you now.
Tell me you can't hear me.
We can hear you now.
You can hear me now?
Yeah. Ah.
Good morning.
Now, what do you got? What do you got?
Yeah. So, really, when you think about it, the internet is the ultimate form of mind control.
Yep, that's the whole key. Yep. I mean, it has to be. I mean, think about it.
I got all kinds.
You're cutting out really bad there, Barry.
I hate this connection. I hate this connection.
You got Honest Abe's used ISP service?
Right now, Honest.
Yeah, this seems to be your challenge, Barry. This is your challenge, and we can never hear you when you get on. I want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
So, right?
Oh, this sucks.
All right, try to drop the call and come back in.
Okay.
Yeah. You want me to hang up and call you both back at the same time?
Well, whatever you want to do.
Okay, let me try that real quick. Make sure y'all pick up the phone.
Yes.
All right, I'm back.
I'm back.
What about you, Barry? Did you make it?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
Well, we'll keep on talking until we see if we can join him in there. If you can still hear me, Barry, you could like type in what you wanted to say in the deal, and we'll read it for you. Yeah, I don't have a phone line access. I need to probably get one.
So Shaziz, have you ever done any of the researches on languages and the power of the word or power of languages that we don't really realize what we're talking, the word, when we say something, we don't realize the alter effect, you know, the alternate, the, what do you, what would you call it?
Well, like I know that I did a lot of research in different types of terminology because of the fact that, you know, like say if you go to court, if you don't know the right words to say in court and not to say, you give them jurisdiction over you and all kinds of craziness. Words have a lot of power. I mean, people have literally started wars with words. You know, doesn't even actually have to be somebody did something. Somebody just said somebody did something. And that's enough reason to go to war, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, so the whole thing, there's all kinds of... other people have done research on language. See, I call it the English. English language has been deliberately set in place... Unknown to us, there are certain words when we speak them, we think we mean one thing, but the meaning of that word says something else to the universe, and it has an effect. It has a repercussion. And we had once what I call the original language, which is the mother tongue, you know. It's a whole other way of understanding or communication or awareness and consciousness. But the English language has been set up, and boy, people have done studies about words that is kind of mind-blowing, you know, that we don't realize what these things really mean, and we just speak, you know, we're just going having a conversation. And the other thing I've noticed is that people have these conversations with each other, and we've all been trained to talk to each other or respond to each other in the same way. But we're really not speaking from our heart, you know. It's like a very good training about how to talk to each other, how to relate to each other. What do you think?
Well, I know that there's certain ways that you can actually take the same exact word and just the tone of how you say that word can make a big difference in how that word is actually perceived. You see what I mean?
Yeah, do you have an example?
Well, let me think here for a second. I got plenty of examples that just won't come to my mind. You know,
like
the word hello,
you
know? The word hello. If I come to you and, you know, and the way that I say the word hello, you know, in the morning I say, hello, how's it going, you know, whatever. And that sounds, you know, pleasant. But if I say, hello, you know, as if I'm not even ready to see you, you know. You see what I mean? That's just one word.
Oh, yeah.
But the way that you actually, you know, talk to somebody, the tone of way you try to explain somebody, you could either sound like you're either trying to demand that they understand what you're saying, or you can just try to deliver it respectfully and get them to understand what you're saying.
Right. Right. Yeah, I'm trying to look up how to figure out how to Google or search what the words, you know, the different meanings. What are the words that sound the same but have different meanings? That's really not. I'm looking for words that we speak every day, for instance, that have hidden meaning. Trying to Google this.
Well, the word understand. The word understand in itself is one that they use in the court system all the time.
Right.
You know, to stand under somebody. Whenever you, I understand what you're saying. You know.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Well, that's why I use the word inner standing rather than understanding, you know?
Yeah. Well, see, I'm not like the best person for terminology because, you know, I guess I'm kind of lazy in my English or whatever, but, you know, the words that that I read and the way that I understand them to read, I read things literally. So if somebody tells me something, I take it literally. You know, as if they're telling me the truth. But it's when I go to try to communicate things with people, I find myself stumbling over words because I understand the fact that, you know, people perceive words differently. And if you don't deliver it in a proper manner, then you can offend somebody so easily, and especially more today. It's so incredibly easy to offend somebody. And I'm trying not to offend anybody. I'm trying not to do anybody wrong. I'm just trying to deliver a message to the world in the most respectful manner and to let them know that I want to hear what they have to say. I want to hear their perception. How do you feel about what's going on in this world?
Right.
You know, because if you care about somebody else's feelings, you know, you don't put yourself above them. You see what I mean? I want us all to be on equal grounds, on scales of justice. And I want them to know that they're just as important as I am. When we're having a conversation, and I do it a lot of times, and I really apologize for it. First off, I called you by the wrong name because I'm always excited to talk to you or Patty, but I apologize for that. But when I'm trying to, I got so much running through my head so fast trying to figure out the proper way to say whatever it is that I'm going to say without driving somebody insane or driving them away with my words. Words are powerful. They're really powerful. You can make or break a friendship with the way that you talk to people. You know, nobody wants to be talked down to. Everyone wants to be talked across the table. I want to, you know, talk to you on evil, on a level playing field, you know. You're just as important as I am, vice versa. That kind of thing. And if I use the wrong words, I try to make myself sound smarter than you, and I'm not no smarter than you. We're playing the same game. We're out here in this world. We're trying to sort through the mess, right?
Yep.
Steve.
Well, it's kind of a mysterious thing because so if in fact our language, words, and that we speak on a daily basis, that we think what we're speaking about or we think we know the meaning of, if in fact there's a hidden meaning that isn't very positive or that is actually a controlling word or a negative, then, you know, then you have to say, well, who the heck set that up?
Well,
you know, who's behind this?
Stephen Givens posted an answer to your question in there. He said, etymology, study of origin of words.
Uh-huh.
So, as actually an online dictionary for etymology. I'll post a link in the chat room for you.
Okay.
So anyway, I cut you off again. Sorry for being rude.
No, it's all right. I'm just trying to look here as I'm speaking, too. So I'll wait to get your link. But there's been some quite interesting studies on this. It's really kind of shocking to see how innocent we all are, you know, because you think, well, who would do such a thing, you know, to be controlling of, I'm just reading Barry's, sorry, I have no way to call. Oh, sorry, Barry. You know, I just look at this, all these things that we have to waken to, you know, have to, well, not have to, again, there's a word, you have to, that's another thing that we tell people, you should or you have to, you know, like we're commanding them, you should do this, you should do that, you have to do this, you have to do that, you know, and certainly we're told that from the time we're young, growing up, you need to do this, you should do this, you have to do that. But how do we determine our own pathway in life when somebody's telling us we have to do this or we should do that?
Yeah, you know? And not only that, when they're trying to literally manipulate the outcome of your life, these conspiracy theories, think about this for a second. If you're being told these conspiracies, maybe it is a crackpot. Okay, the crackpot, does he have an agenda why he's telling me that? Or does somebody tell him that to freak him out so he'll come on and freak me out and start a chain reaction? So if I got a path that I want to go in life and suddenly I see, wait a second, I heard there were zombies down at the end of that road. Maybe I better take this road over here. Was I meant to go down the road with the zombies, or was I meant to go on my own path? That sound crazy to you?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that may sound crazy to us, and I think that's a first reaction that we have upon things that may hold some truth, you know?
Who was the one behind the scenes that started the whole ball rolling? You know, kind of like the Jerry Springer show. When you get on Jerry Springer, he's the instigator behind the scenes that tells the people, hey, come on my show and this is what I want you to do. I want you to fight with him because he said this about you and vice versa, you know, and everybody's standing around hollering, Jerry, Jerry. I feel that's what's going on out here in the world on YouTube and Facebook. Have you ever sat back and just watched the flood of information that comes through Facebook? It's insane.
I don't get on Facebook because I try not to really subject myself to certain things, you know. I'm kind of a, you know, people are always telling me, oh, you have to get on Facebook, you have to get on Facebook. And to me, it's sort of like getting sucked into some swirling nightmare, you know.
Oh, it is. Let me give you an example. A long time ago, I had this dog named Sammy. And he passed away, and I loved his dog like you wouldn't believe it. So I made up a little deal about him to explain to people about my dog. And I even put a picture of him up there. And I sent it out to, you know, all my friends or so-called friends on Facebook just to see, you know, that I wanted to share this story with them about my dog. And when I posted the picture and story up there, I literally watched that story go downstream as other stories were coming in, one right after another. And so I'm thinking, unless somebody just happened to be standing on the side of the river and see Sammy's story float by and picked it out of the river, you know, it never really got noticed. It didn't go viral. Nobody grabbed it and sent it to their brother or their sister or their friend and said, you know, this was a heartwarming story of this man that loved his dog so much. And, you know?
Right.
So it's crazy. And the same thing would apply with all these social media networks out there. If you get out there, you got, let's say you got 100,000 followers on YouTube. And the stories are, there's a million people out there putting videos on YouTube. Where's your words ever going to get heard by maybe a few people?
I find it interesting that these people call this the term, they use the term friend. I have, you know, 200 or 50,000 friends, you know. They, what, really? I mean, that's a, those are friends, yeah. You know, that, what is that a real relationship, or what does that really mean? You know, people befriended me or friend me on Facebook. They want to friend you.
Here's something for you. Okay, now there was a conspiracy. There still is a conspiracy out there that says that Facebook is run by the CIA, and it's about getting...
That's true. I've heard of that conspiracy. Yeah,
it's about gathering up information about you. So whenever it comes down to time for me to put in my job and my address and all that, I just put something crazy down there. And I accepted every single friend request that came to me. And I sent friend requests out to people I didn't even know. I mean, I wasn't going to give them a little short path to my complete circle to where they could figure out who I'm with. I was going to make the CIA work for their information. Because now I actually had Facebook come in and ask me, do you really know these people? Because I was sending... And, you know, so many friend requests out to everybody and his brother, you know. I didn't have nothing to hide from all these people, and if they got too obnoxious, I could just unfriend them. That's the way it works on Facebook. If somebody don't like you, they just unfriend you, and you can't see their stuff. But I made the CIA work for it, right? I'm sure they already know who I am and where I live and all that kind of stuff, you know. I don't want to... like advertise it to the world, because there's people out there probably want to kill me. But I figured out a long time ago that number one, the internet is one massive advertisement campaign, and they make so much money by trying to figure out what you like so that they can market it to you. You'll find that That's out correct. Every time you search something on the internet, and then you go check your email, you got spam in your folder about what you just searched. And I would even go as far as to say, when you get on the internet and search things and get on the TV, you'll find out that your TV has the capability of knowing your likes and dislikes as well. And it'll put commercials up there regarding the things that you just researched on the internet. How's that possible? I mean, there's tons of mainframes out there. There's supercomputers. I know there's a list of, you can actually Google it, there's a list of supercomputers that are out there. And these supercomputers are doing nothing more than tracking your journey across the web and thinking, you know, if you go look at hot rod cars, and it thinks that's what you like, and so that'll send you information about hot rod cars.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know. I was searching to get a tent, you know, and so I was searching. I didn't buy anything, but I was just searching, looking. The next thing I know, like the very next 5 minutes, all these links to tents are popping up all over my pages here. Even on Skype. Even the Skype place.
Yeah.
They're just all coming in like they know... Split second, like in a split second, Shaz is.
Yeah.
They got you.
And as soon as you start typing something in on Google, you get the first couple letters in, and it will automatically start popping up what you're getting ready to type before you finish typing it. That's kind of creepy.
That's true. It's kind of creepy. What does that tell you?
So it tells me that something out there, something, whether it be a artificial intelligence, thinks that you like to be scared and you like doomsday scenarios, and so that's what it gives you. Like, it's kind of like the conspiracy about, if you are a liberal, you get fed liberal propaganda. If you're a conservative, you get fed conservative propaganda. And so you're going to continuously keep battling back and forth between each other and being distracted from the ultimate goal, which should have been all along you following your own destiny, which you can't, because some conspiracy nut told you that you can't go down this path because there's a terrorist behind the bush. That makes it hard to get through. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I do. So, I mean, so is that a conspiracy theory that you're talking about?
It may very well be.
Or is it a conspiracy reality?
The internet's out to get you. I guarantee you there is one factual conspiracy that you can take to the bank, because they do. When you get online, it will track your cookies to find out what your likes and dislikes are. When you get on eBay, whatever you search up on eBay, they'll send you advertisements for just that product. And they'll find you even more stuff because they want to sell you something. And every time somebody tells you a conspiracy theory, they're essentially trying to sell you something. They're trying to get you over to their way of thinking. So maybe there's a whole crowd of people who believe that lizard people are in control of the world, and maybe there's another crowd of people who believe the moon's a hologram, or it's hollow, or it's a spaceship, or that there is a secret government agency out there to get us all, and, you know, they're having this journey through the spook house like we mentioned earlier.
Or the earth is flat.
Yeah. I don't know if the earth is flat. I can't honestly say. I mean, even though I studied science and I believe that the earth is a globe, I don't know, because I've never been far enough away from it to actually take a look from my own two eyes. You know?
I agree with you there. I mean, the earth, in my inner instinct, the earth is not flat. I think we'd be going backwards, you know, to the controllers who keep telling us, if you go over there, you're going to fall off. Where are you going to fall off to?
Yeah, where are you going to go?
Where do you go when you fall off the end of the earth? You know, is that where all the people are disappearing? You know, there's another conspiracy theory of all these disappearing people. I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory, because I think that there are people who have, you know, suddenly disappeared and, you know, under strange circumstances. Really strange.
Barry said the earth is flat and cows can fly.
Well, I've seen cows fly.
Well, if I see it, you know, I've been done seeing about everything when I see an elephant fly.
I don't know. I don't think the earth is flat, but I think cows can fly.
I seen a horse fly, I seen a house fly, but I ain't never seen an elephant fly.
That's true.
Oh,
there you
man.
Go.
It's so crazy, you almost have to laugh about it. Seriously.
I think we have to laugh, because if we didn't, we'd be crying.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We'd be jumping off cliffs.
Well, and that's another thing I thought about, this whole kind of deal about the reality and all the craziness. How many people just couldn't take it anymore and hurt themselves, you know?
Yes.
And was that the ultimate deal, to see how many people they could send over the edge?
Well, that's a conspiracy theory right there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I kind of think that some of these so-called conspiracy theories are really facts, you know, and I think there's definitely been another conspiracy theory that the controllers have set it up so that those who come out with conspiracy facts or real realities are made to look like kooks.
Yeah. That's another thing.
Yeah.
That's a conspiracy in itself, that once you realize what the truth is and you start presenting that truth out, somebody comes out the woodwork to try to make you look like you're nuts. And everybody else says, oh, he's just a tinfoil hat wearing nutcase. But in reality, had they looked into the same information you did, they might have very well came to the same doggone conclusion that, yeah, it really was true.
Yeah. So, I mean, but here's the thing. It's, so you have all this attacking on people who are, let's say, working to get some truths out. There's a deliberate attack on those people to keep everybody confused and in the dark, and everybody takes that up because the authorities say, there's that authoritarian voice that points to you and say, you're a kook and a quack because you're saying that this is that or so on and so forth, or you've discovered something that falls right into a perfect lockstep with something that isn't real or true, something that's false that people have been told is real. And when you start you try to, you know, bring that to the people's attention, the attackers or the controllers, you know, sick the dogs on you so that you're, you know, shamed or made to feel like a stupid or a nutcase or, you know, I mean, that goes way back.
Well,
I think that's
one of the ones that I can quote as a prime example of control is global warming. Now there's a global warming conspiracy theory. It was on the list of conspiracy theories. This is global warming conspiracy theorists typically allege that science behind global warming has been invented or distorted for ideological or financial reasons. Many have promoted such theories, including U.S. President Donald Trump, U.S. Senator James Inhofe, whoever that is, British journalist Christopher Booker. And
well, Trump doesn't believe in global warming.
No,
you know.
No. But here's the thing. I was a little science geek from the time I was a kid all the way up till present day, all right? And I know what I was taught in school. And whenever the global warming thing first came out, I was smart enough to understand something that this could potentially be a problem because it only takes like a 13-degree temperature difference to cause catastrophic weather throughout the entire world because you're shaking up the balance of things.
Right.
Well, when they started explaining the science behind the so-called global warming, now it's climate change or climate disruption or whatever it's going to be next week when the math don't add up. When you're shoveling 20 inches of snow off your driveway, it's climate change. It's not global warming anymore. But anyway,
right.
When they started telling about the science, I said, hold on a second, that ain't right. And Mom said, what are you talking about, boy? I said, Mom, CO2 isn't nothing more than two oxygen atoms connected to one carbon atom. 10,000 feet is the highest that you can go without supplemental oxygen. At 14,000 feet, you have to have an oxygen mask. At 30,000 feet, you have to pressurize the cabin and have carbon scrubbers inside there and pump oxygen into the cabin so that you don't suffocate. I said, carbon dioxide displaces oxygen and it pushes away. It falls. It's heavier than oxygen. How is it that something that is heavier than oxygen can magically make it up there where oxygen can't go?
Yeah. Well, so also, isn't everything consists of carbon? That's life.
I mean,
everything. So you can't. So in my feeling about this, I believe it is a conspiracy, this whole global warming thing, and I believe that it's to push people into such fear that, you know, and it's about the one world order, in my estimation. They want to control everything, so. But nobody's talking, and all these people screaming about global warming, and we need to fix it, and we need to put a shield up, and we need to spray this and that, aluminum and barium and all that stuff, because that will prevent the sun from burning the planet up, and all this crazy stuff. No one is talking about the real issues, which to me are the chemtrails, GMOs, pesticides, you know, clear-cutting rainforest. This, to me, is making the changes and hurting the earth and hurting and harming us.
Yeah.
The poisons in our food, the pharmaceuticals, all this stuff is the real issue that is destroying the earth and killing humans.
Look what BP did during the oil spill. I mean, they made a mess out there during the oil spill. BP went out there and started pouring thousands of gallons of Corexit into the ocean. All right, well, this is supposed to be an oil dispersant. There's oil in fish. There's oil in...
That was so insane, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't you just scream? I was screaming at the TV or the computer. I was just beside myself with these people are insane. What's wrong with these people? I say that a lot.
Yeah.
What's wrong with these people? I'm not a scientist. You know, I don't... But it's you just... doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that this is not going to work, and it's just a killer, you know, for all the life in that ocean of what you're doing. And it didn't work anyway. Of course it didn't work.
And they're still dumping it to this very day.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, they never stopped. The EPA told them they had to cut back, so they instead of pouring thousands of gallons down, they may only pour 1,000 or 2 down.
Well, thank you, EPA, the Environmental Protection agency?
Yeah, the same people who, whenever they went and broke this mine open and flushed a bunch of crud down the river, told all the natives, just don't worry, just wait for the crud to float by and then you can drink the water again. What? Are you serious?
Yeah, well, there's only, listen, they have done measuring, the scientists have, and all that, you know, they've done all this measuring for certain percentages of pollutants in the waters and affecting the fish. So here in the Hudson Valley, you know, for instance, women who are pregnant are warned not to eat the fish, but you can feed the fish to a certain age child, and adults can eat the fish, even though it has a certain percentage of, you know, this horrible cancer-causing chemical. Who comes up with these ideas about the certain percentage that is doable?
All right, yeah, and here's one for you. This one, yeah, I'm sure you'll like this one right here. You get a tummy ache or something like that, and you go get some medicine from the doctor or off the shelf, and then they open up this deal, and it has the instructions on there with a long list of possible side effects. If your eye falls out or your liver turns green or you could possibly die, call your doctor immediately. Yeah.
See your doctor.
And on the back of the toothpaste that you put in your kid's mouth, it says, in case of accidental ingestion, call contact poison control. I'm like, hold on a second. What do you mean accidental injection? You're deliberately putting this in your mouth.
Well, see, this is to me the idiocy of that people just go along with the authorities, you know, who tell you, but they don't even, I don't think they read the directions. Let's say you have depression, right? So you go to the doctor and he gives you some prescription for some drug, and on the warning part of the label it says what it can cause and how it can harm you, and it can cause depression.
Yeah, and possible suicide.
And possible suicide. If you have suicidal thoughts and you're taking this drug, see your doctor.
Patty, I tell you what, I would rather take my chances with the disease itself than try to... I'm not a gambler. If you ever want to get rich, go to the casino with me and gamble on whatever it is that I do not.
Well, you know what, though? Here's the thing. We know this. If you have something, I mean, in my way, probably yours too, and I know some, if you have some sickness or your body's telling you something isn't right, if you're listening to your body, it means you need to change something.
Yeah.
You know, it means you need to do something differently, and you can often get a message and a guidance about what that might be or what the issue is for you, but there are outside your door everything we ever needed, medicines, natural herbs and stuff like that was created. It's all out there.
Oh, I believe it. Animals show it to you all the time. Like when a cat or a dog gets a bellyache, they go over and eat grass.
That's right.
And
now,
who told them? Who told them that was
even
medicine?
They were even doing studies, I think, with gorillas. I don't know, some gorillas or monkeys, and they were observing them, and they realized that at certain times that these gorillas would all go to this one plant, you know? And so they studied that plant, and they found some medicinal, you know, thing involving in that plant. And this is the animals; they know. And but people just, you know, so you go to the doctor. The doctor has a job to do. The doctor's job is to follow the book, and the book says this is what you give for this sickness, this whatever, this issue, this problem. And that's the way the Western medical society is. First, do no harm, but I think they've forgotten that. But in the First Nations way, it's not just that issue. It's the combination and the connectedness of body, mind, and spirit. If one part of you, you know, like your physical self is ailing about something, it's going to affect, you know, the spirit of a person as well, and also the mind causes a lot of illnesses. Not saying that they're...
You're right.
Yes. Yeah.
But
it's treating the whole, not just a part or a portion of, and certainly with poison. So, unfortunately, you know, like you're treating people with another poison and sometimes making it worse, really making it worse, with these poisons that are the pharmaceutical companies and And people are so stuck in this pattern, you know, that to me is really sad. But what we put in our bodies, the foods that we are putting in our bodies, if you know, if you go in the stores and you start reading labels, if you can't pronounce what's in that food, put it back on the shelf.
Yeah, I agree. I was always telling everybody, if you want to be a terrorist and you want to make a bomb, go to the snack section at the doggone grocery store, man. Buy you some Cheetos.
Now, be careful who you're talking to out there. You're giving this information out. You're going to have people...
CIA is going to kick my door down and they're going to say, I heard you want to make a Cheeto bomb. I'm like, come on, man. You're feeding this people this stuff. You're giving them toothpaste that says right on it, if you accidentally ingest this, call poison control, and you're going to talk to me about a Cheeto bomb? Really?
Well, you know, you have fluoride. You know, fluoride is a byproduct of World War II. Some guy had this product. I don't know what it did during World War II, but it's definitely chemical. Didn't have had a lot of surplus, and he said, well, I need to do something with this. I'm not going to lose all this money. And he just came up with this idea. Well, hey, maybe this will clean your teeth. Well, Coca-Cola cleans the paint off of your car. You know, you just pour Coca-Cola on it. It'll strip your car of paint, you know. But this fluoride is a terrible chemical, you know. And in England, about 15 or so years ago, they actually banned fluoride because they were doing these tests for years and noticed that, you know, that the children's bones were being affected and their teeth, the enamel was grooving and mottling on their teeth, and they traced it to, you know, to fluoride. And so they banned fluoride in Europe, I think it's in England somewhere, and they were suing the United States for pushing fluoride. I'm just saying, you know, now they're finding out that fluoride affects your brain, your thinking capacities, and it's in toothpaste, and now they're giving babies fluoride water.
Yeah.
This is what's going on here, Shaziz. You know, we know this, and I don't think these are conspiracy theories. You can research this stuff, you know.
Patty in the chat room said there is no such thing as flat earth. Geez, it's a petri dish. Ha ha ha. I mean, here's the thing, you know, when they're out there and they're telling everybody there's a terrorist behind every bush and that somebody's out to get us and that vaccines are safe, and we see that researchers are saying, hold on a second, maybe they're not as safe as you think and all this kind of stuff. I'm sitting here looking at it. You know, why would they tell me there was a terrorist behind the bush if there wasn't a terrorist behind the bush? Did they just want me to be afraid, or they just want me to be sick? I mean, if I go to the doctor, I'm going to the doctor to get better, not to have all these potential side effects that could come about by the medicine that he's offering me. So when I read the side effects, I actually had a VA doctor getting mad at me because I wanted to question him on a shot that he wanted to give me because... it's supposedly for, here's what happened. I was minding my own business, doing some work in my science lab. My wife had bought a purse at an auction. All right. Well, when she brought this purse home, it had these doggone needles in there. And these needles were for like somebody who was diabetic or something. And so, one of them accidentally fell off on the floor. And so I reached down to pick it up, but it jabbed me in my doggone finger. And so now I'm like, oh, great. Right? It was a used needle. So I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So I go down to VA and I tell them, look, there's probably nothing going to happen. I probably ain't got nothing, but what do I do? And so they started giving me some shots to have to do with hepatitis. Yeah, just in case. So they're going to give me these three shots to make me immune to potential hepatitis. And so whenever I'm getting ready to take this shot, they're saying, well, this shot is made up of a vaccine that is a part of a dead virus of hepatitis. So it could potentially give you hepatitis by taking... I'm like, well, I'm scared now. I come
you jumped
here.
On it.
Yeah.
You jumped on it, right?
Yeah. And so...
He said, oh, okay, I'll listen to you guys.
Hesitant about it, and I questioned the doctor ad nauseum about it. Well, he literally, it was a guy from India, And he was really getting mad at me because I was concerned for my safety when I had to take this deal to become immune to hepatitis. But can you blame me?
No, I think he was getting frustrated and angry at you because you were questioning. He was an authority.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to think for yourself.
So when the
don't
media,
you know?
So when the media, whether it be alternative or mainstream, is out there telling everybody that the world's going to heck in a handbasket and the planet's heating up and we're all going to die, and they expect people not to become conspiracy theorists trying to figure out what the heck is going on, is somebody deliberately trying to poison us, or are they just that stupid that they spray stuff in the air knowing that they're going to throw nature off balance? If you kill off all the honeybees, what are the job of honeybees? They're supposed to pollinate other plants to make more flowers and stuff and fruits. And so if you kill them all off, well, there goes the whole doggone system. It starts to collapse on you. And so people like us who care about the whole deal, we talk about it, and suddenly we're conspiracy nuts. Oh, well, you could always trust your government. Really?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was reading an article the other day. I don't think I flagged it. I should have. But it was just another one of those crazy things that those others are doing that are just mind-blowing. You just say, what's wrong with these people? Are they nuts? You know, I mean, I constantly am saying, what's wrong with these people? And rocket scientists could see that what they're doing is going to be, you know, have serious repercussions for the whole Earth and all of humanity. And apparently they're like somewhere up there in the ice caps or whatever, wherever they are up there in Greenland. I think Greenland was one of the targets in that area where they were. The plan was, and they may have even done this, was set off all these bombs, hydrogen bombs or nuclear bombs, to take down the ice and melt things away, heat up the area there so that they can drill for oil.
What they're a surprise, after the oil up there.
So there's one for you.
But
now, that was written in documents. I mean, they had all this information, so I'm not a conspiracy nutcase telling you all this. This was like blowing my mind. I was just like, I threw my hands up in the air and I said, well, okay, you know, like, here's another one you're going to say, well, what are we going to do? You know, it's like, what can we do? These people are set on getting this oil. They're just, it's the money, it's the greed, it's that, it, to me, it's darn right evil, that greed puts people, I don't know, things in their mind to do, and they don't think of a repercussion. They don't think of a consequence. There's no consequences for them at all.
Well, two things on what you're talking about. One of which, Patty said in the, because she alleviated my stress about side effects, she said, don't worry, Shaziz, they have a pill for the side effects of the pill you took to get relief from the pill you took for your hangnail.
That's true.
And the other one, and on what you were talking about, the repercussions, there was a document out there, whether it's forged or not, supposedly from the government, that talked about Operation Fishbowl, where the military from the Russia and the military from the United States shot nuclear bombs up towards the atmosphere. The claim was on the flat earther side was they was trying to see if they could penetrate the dome up there. But nonetheless, for whatever atmospheric reasons, blowing nuclear bombs up in the upper atmosphere to see what's going on doesn't sound like a wise idea. And if you hear that, Operation Fishbowl says, wait a second, there might really be a dome up there, because they said Operation Fishbowl. We're all in a fishbowl. But then again, it might have just been they want to see what happens to the fishbowl whenever they do whatever it is. You see where I'm trying to go here?
Yeah.
They start their own conspiracy theories just by the stupid things that come out their mouth. The government, the news media. You know?
Well, I love the names they come up with, these, you know, their project names, you know, that they come up with these weird ideas, the things that they do, these strange words and names, you know, like the mother of all bombs, you know.
Yeah.
That that was like...
And so when you talk about the mother of all bombs, don't get upset at me because now I'm concerned that you're trying to destroy the world. and a new conspiracy theory just got. The government's trying to kill us all. They have the mother of all bombs, for Pete's sake.
Right.
And you're going to call me a tinfoil hat nutcase. You're the one that called it the mother of all bombs. I take words literally. If you say the mother of all bombs, and I know about the nuke or the hydrogen bomb, and this is the mother of all bombs?
And they already used it, of course. let's just throw this mother of all bombs over there in Syria, because they're being bad over there and blah, blah, blah. And the mother of all bombs, think of the words, the mother. The mother, you know, is the giver of life, the nurturer, the healer, the wisdom keeper, keeper of the waters, you know, sacred mother. And here they call the mother of all bombs. It's just extraordinary to me.
Well, to me, it sounds like the bad boy on the block is getting ready to mop you.
You think? I don't know. So I don't know what to think anymore. Like I said, I throw my hands up in the air. The more I research and the more I go down the rabbit hole, I got to get myself out quick. I want the information. I think it's important that we do have the knowledge and the information about what is really going on, and so that we can, you know, take, let's say, healthy, conscientious steps, you know, not to be just dumb and blind and ignorant, but to really begin to participate in a healthier way. Not from as a reactionary, screaming, nutcase who's terrified and in fear, but, you know, how are we going to function in this world on a daily basis and help our families and help other people if we really don't know, number one, what we're up against, the seriousness of this, and how to take steps to,
My solution to all that is for all the people with common sense and a bit of wisdom. Maybe we don't have all the answers, but let us gather all the wise men and women of the world and basically do like that trip in the spook house. We'll huddle together.
we are in a spook house.
we'll proceed with caution, use common sense, make the best choice that
we can. Stay close together.
Yeah, stay close together. Don't leave nobody behind. You know, and we'll come out the other side the best that we can. You know, that's
and
all
breathe,
you can ask for.
Breathe, breathe.
Definitely.
And
breathe.
Say a couple of prayers while you're in there, yeah. That spook house.
It doesn't
Keep
matter.
Keep your prayers going. Right?
It ain't going to hurt you to say a prayer or two, I'll tell you that.
And you know,
sure.
You know what they say, there's a light at the end of every tunnel.
That's true. That's true. And when you're at the bottom where we're at right now, there's only one way to go, and that's up. And so, you know, we know that outside these doors and outside this great abyss that we call the internet is a real world. There's bees and birds and trees and flowers, and maybe once in a while that breath that we need to take is to go out there and ground ourselves to the earth and start to feel what it's like to actually be alive instead of talking about life. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, to get back to the knowledge and so that we can participate with the consciousness, a conscious awareness, you know. A lot of people say, I don't want to know, don't tell me, I don't want to know, or it's not true, or they wouldn't do this. I've had people tell me, oh, the government wouldn't allow that, or the government wouldn't do that to us, you know. And that's an eye-opener when you start really doing research and you start really finding the pieces to this big puzzle. And you start laying it all out, and you start seeing from the very beginning, and not only just here where we are on Turtle Island, but from the beginning of humanity, when you start looking at the conspiracies, the real things that were happening or set up, or the agenda, the control, whatever you want to call it, it's daunting, you know, because you do go through that kind of like disbelieving, you know.
Why? Well,
these people...
I think that people like you and me and Patty and Steven and other ones are like deliberately put into this mix. I mean, there's a reason why we're out here doing what we're doing, is because there are people literally lost in the Matrix. And
yeah.
We're trying to show them, you know, there's a way out. you know. Patty said, she says, maybe you can work on an easy button for getting rid of all that ails the people in government. That would be great. I wish I had an easy button. I'd be hitting the heck out of that thing right now. But I honestly think that there are spirits on this planet, you know, souls or whatever you want to call them, people like us that see that, you know, something just ain't right. I mean, you said it earlier, you can feel it ain't right.
Yeah.
And knowing that something ain't right, you're going to be standing there as a guidance, so using your words of wisdom to people out there, look, don't panic. Come over here, let's sort this thing out, and let's work our way towards the exit, because this madhouse is gone just off the scale. Am I wrong?
No, listen, I'm reading right here, drilling for oil with nuclear weapons. The U.S. has done it. Well, the Russians have done it, too. And I didn't know that, but so no, we're off the scale. I want to say, you know, I felt for a few years prior to where we are today that we were reaching, moving incrementally toward a tipping point. I feel that we've reached that tipping point and we may be a little tipped over.
Yeah.
Into the unknown, there we go down the, you know, tubes kind of thing. You know, I think we've gotten there. That's my feeling. I don't know how you feel about that, but I think we have gotten there.
I believe
that's
it.
My,
yeah. I mean, when you talk about drilling for oil with a nuclear bomb, and I think about basic science, and I think, you know, when you make an explosion underground, that it's going to vibrate the ground, a.k.a. earthquakes. You know, little rocks holding up big rocks are not going to be stable any longer. And something like a fault line is going to slip, and when that happens, it's going to cause a reaction that's going to shake people's buildings down and parts of the land to drop off into the ocean and send a big tsunami wave clear across the other side. So what they're doing over there, it's not only affecting them, I mean, it's financially might be helping them out, but it is literally creating havoc all the way down the line, and all these things that they're out there doing under the so-called guise of resource or what for whatever purpose, even the mother of all bombs dropping it down there. You think it just affected the people over there that just destroyed their deal? No, that vibration went clean through across to the other side of the doggone globe.
That's right.
And how many of these government officials or military industrial complexes actually think about the ramifications of what they do and say on a regular basis, but yet we're crazy for thinking that there are really conspiracies in the world?
Yeah, I don't think they think at all like that, that there's something majorly missing in their ability to think of what am I doing? Go further. Well, what will this do? What will be the effects? How will this affect the nature, the mother, the natural, whatever? You know, they don't go there. They can't go there because then they'd have to realize, wait, we can't do this.
Honestly, I don't think they care.
I don't think they care either. That's why you say, what's wrong with these people? I feel like they're soulless. I call them soulless because if they had a soul or a spirit, they would be conscious. They would have something that they would be listening to, you know, like a conscience that says, this is not a good thing to do. This will cause great harm. You know, it's like after Oppenheimer created the, you know, atomic bomb, and they did Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and then he relented. Then he spoke about his sorrow after the fact.
Well, here's one for you when you want to talk about common sense and conspiracy. When you think about the big old Hadron Collider, that outside of this big old giant Hadron Collider, they have a statue of the goddess Shiva, which is the goddess of
the destruction. Destroyer.
Yeah.
The destroyer.
Okay.
Yeah,
now, I'm looking at this. Okay, this is a goddess of destruction that you're depicting here. I don't know why you put that outside your science lab, but you got this big old thing where you're going to take and spin these particles around and smash them together just to see what happens. And I'm thinking back in the whole history of things like the atomic bomb and splitting the atoms and stuff like this. do you even know what the potential outcome of what you're going to do, or are you just going to take for granted that everybody else around you trust you that much? We got enough faith in our science community that, you know, go ahead and smash it together. If we all blow up or get sucked into a black hole, hey, at least we're going down together. Some of us would like to live our lives out, you know.
Well, it's sort of like whose bright idea was to put the statue of, you know, here's the Shiva, the dance of Shiva, because Shiva, the god there, is in a dance position. That statue has its one leg up and its arms spread out. It's got, you know, four forearms, by the way, holding fire in one and something. I can't quite see what it all is, but it represents both destruction and creation of the universe. It reveals the cycles of death, birth, and rebirth. So it's sort of like that. So, but it's crushing. I mean, you think about that, what the Hadron Collider is all about, where it's even put on the Earth, which is a very fascinating, you know. I mean, you have points on the Earth that are very specific. They're called telluric. Points, which are high frequency points, the way the Mother Earth is created, with high frequency points, with ley lines or energy lines that go from one point to another throughout the whole of the Earth. We call it the sacred web. Some people call it the grid or ley lines. So they got that Hadron Collider on one of those main points. But that whole area, they're significant, but it's like, some of those scientists, you know, Patty and I have talked about this in an interview. One of the scientists, or maybe there were more that said this in an interview, said, well, we are going to be gods, or we are gods, and you can't stop us.
Wow.
You know?
Something you said a minute ago sparked off a thought in my mind. You ever seen that movie Groundhog Day?
Sort of. I mean, I kind of like remember that movie.
Well, the guy has to keep on. He gets up and he repeats the same day over and over and over again, and then finally He gets so good at the piano and everything, he does everything just right because he had to repeat the same day. He knew everything that was going to happen before it ever even happened. And you just have to watch it. It's pretty impressive. But when you was talking about the creation and destruction, I got to thinking about, okay, science is out here trying to find creation, and they always talk about the Big Bang Theory, okay? So they got this huge Hadron Collider. What if it was like Groundhog's Day and they literally were the ones who started the Big Bang? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because they went looking for the God particle at one point. I think they said they found the God particle. I don't know. Did they?
Yeah, the Higgs boson. They claim they found it.
Then they're looking for something else.
Now they're looking for antimatter.
Oh, they're looking for antimatter, but they're looking for stuff that is part of, to me, a higher intelligence,
Dark matter and antimatter. Either way, that all none of them's anything that man should be trying to play around with. Like antimatter, anytime it comes in contact with matter, basically they cancel each other out. They destroy each other. So let's say they find some antimatter and it starts a chain reaction that antimatter is everything out of existence, and now where do we go? You know, are we going to a higher level, or do the gods of the universe finally say, you guys are just so stupid, you're gone?
Well, I think they said they were going to open up a hole or a parallel universe and looking for demons or something. I don't know, something along those lines. It was like pretty scary stuff. And it's like, yeah, you mess with parallel realms and you mess with exploding and, you know, beyond our comprehension of these types of technologies just because you can, because you're a scientist and you just can't stop yourself, you know.
Sure.
And you
want to
be God. You want to become gods. Who knows what you're releasing?
Yes.
Who the heck knows what you're letting loose into the world?
Yeah, I was getting ready to say that. Sure, I've seen all the movies. If you open up the pits of hell and the devil himself comes walking out, and you say, oops, did I do that? Yeah. You did.
But the funny thing is, you know, the way it's all set up underground, it's quite secure, and, you know, I mean, it's impenetrable, right, for anything unusual. I mean, you have to have a computer whatever to get in there, probably face recognition or I don't know whatever it is to get in there. And I think it was last year that they had to shut it down. Things went kablooey in there because a weasel got in. They said it was a weasel, by the way. I think it was some entity. I think they opened the gateway and some weird entity came in that screwed everything up, messed everything up. It's sort of like, to me, I was laughing my head off. I said, because Creator sent some kind of an entity. They called it a weasel. I said it was, you know, a weasel. I was like laughing. And they had to shut it all down. It screwed a lot of things up. They had to shut everything down. I'm thinking, yeah, because, you know, you don't want to mess with Creator's creation. Well, you know, so yeah. A weasel? How would a weasel get in there?
One of the examples that just come to mind whenever you talked about that, there's certain animals and snakes that are natural in certain environments but not meant to be at other places. There was actually a deal on TV where they were talking about these people would get these pet boa constrictors, and when they got tired of them, they'd just let them go into the environment. And then they've been finding huge, I mean huge old snakes out in the middle of Nowheresville, and wondering why dogs and cats were coming up missing. Well, they weren't meant to be in that particular area, but now that you introduced them, and now that CERN has introduced the AK, air quotes, weasel into the world, is he going to replicate, or are we going
to
be...
Yeah, exactly. He's going to start giving birth to who knows what.
Yeah.
Well, here's another conspiracy theory for you. Will the Large Hadron Collider destroy Earth? CERN admits experiments could create black holes.
There you go.
And one way or another, the huge Large Hadron Collider is going to finish off the planet, according to some conspiracy theorists.
Well, if they do, I would like to know who gave them the authority to risk all of our safety to try something that they have no idea what's going to come out of it. That's the thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is said that the Express.Country UK reported on the latest theory that the Large Hadron Collider is allegedly causing major earthquakes when it is operational, you know, and they're talking about fears around nuclear, you know, the nuclear plants and so on and so forth, which of course is another smart move, is to put all those nuclear plants on faults and,
yeah,
you know.
Well, that and whenever everybody out there and they tell us about all the problems, potential problems with nuclear power or anything else out there, and then they wonder why it is, because nobody's like being forthcoming with all the information and letting us know all the facts. They're just telling us bits and pieces, and we have to fill in the blanks. And so, if you tell me there's the equivalence of a nuclear bomb on a fault line. And I'm thinking, well, these guys are over here with this collider smashing things together. Meanwhile, these other folks over there are running this HART project where I was told at one point it was to, like, find oil to, they send a signal up, bounce it up on the upper ionosphere, and then it comes down, and they could tell what kind of minerals were in the ground. And then they realized that there was a side effect that whenever they superheated the ionosphere, that it would stretch out into space. And then when they let go of it, it would snap back like a rubber band. And so they could literally guide storms where they wanted to by where they aimed this thing in the air. And it spun off another conspiracy that HARP was out there causing weather havoc all over. And there was supposedly a treaty made between all the nations that you could do weather modification on your own property, but you wasn't supposed to use weather modification against the enemy like they did back in Vietnam when they sprayed the air down with silver iodide to make it rain so that the enemy would get stuck in the mud.
Well, they're still working with weather modification as a weapon. That's if they say that they've stopped it or they've made agreements, that's a big lie.
They said that there wasn't no such thing as chemtrailing, but then there's companies out there on the internet. You can Google it up. Weather modification. There are companies out there that advertise that they got like a 160-mile radius that they can go and they can make it rain in certain spots. Well, if you make it rain over there, that the rain should have been over here, don't you think that that would have something to do with the weather changes that you're seeing going on?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, here's the thing that I love about scientists. You know, I'm not really, but here's... So just look at this, for instance. So the scientist clarified what it is doing, but has admitted the particle collider could create a black hole, but claims that this would still be safe. And a CERN spokesman said the Large Hadron Collider has been working beautifully well since Easter now and will continue to work for the whole year. They are very happy as they acquire a lot of new data and thus hope to solve the remaining questions to the mysteries of our universe. Okay, so this is what it's all about. They want to solve the mysteries of our universe, you know. It's like, go outside and just sit in the forest for 4 days and 4 nights without food and water. It's called a vision quest. You will find, you will receive a little bit of information about the mysteries of our universe.
Well,
you know?
Spider-Man got his superpowers because he got bit by a radioactive spider, and all the other superheroes out there got these wild godlike powers in all the DC comics and other comic books or whatever, and all these different series. If you go watch TV and you see what happens every time everybody gets all these godlike powers, they usually don't fare too well. Well, The ones with the godlike power seem to be doing okay. It's just the innocent bystanders, and like when somebody throws a train at the other bad guy, and somebody, you know, just minding their own
gets in the way.
Yeah.
They're having a picnic on the beach.
So I don't think I want our leadership having godlike powers. I honestly don't. I don't think that humanity's ready to be gods because...
Well, you know... I have to say that you're talking about superheroes and comic books, but you know, in the way of the First Nations people in ancient history, the wise people, you know, the seers and the wisdom keepers all talk about the same thing, you know, that there are what they call myths, but I don't believe that they are myths. I believe that these are stories passed down through generations to warn us, to warn the coming generations. So you don't want to mess with this stuff. So when you have people rising up and gaining and garnering godlike powers, things happen. Bad things happen.
Yep.
I mean, it's down through history, right? It's like, it's almost like we are here, history repeating itself again and again and again. You know, that's why I feel like we've reached this tipping point where we've gone too far now.
So maybe the people at CERN inadvertently created the Big Bang, and we're in this big old continuous loop, and until we get it right, we can't get out of this mess. I don't know. I mean, who could know?
Well, what is gonna what do you mean, though? Here's a good question. What is until we get it right? What would that look like? I mean, let's say you've already stirred the pot backwards. You've created, you know, you've created a system that is disharmonious. You know, how long this has been going on, one thing after another, that's why I say we reached the tipping point and we've gone beyond, because the assault upon creation, and that includes everything, from all different varying things, the degrees of varying things, like we talk about, you know, the polluting of the water, the pharmaceuticals, the foods that we eat, the GMOs, the chemtrails, the clear-cutting of forests, the coal mining cutting, clear-cutting mountains down, and polluting of rivers, and on. I mean, it's just endless, 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 right? How long do you think you can do that, and then suddenly you stop and say, wait a second, I think we made a mistake. We got to do something. What would be the solution? What could be an answer to reverse the damage once it's done?
I'll give you a hypothetical. I believe that the Earth can heal itself if we stop doing certain
if
things.
If we all get off the planet.
Yeah.
I believe that.
If we all literally come to some sort of enlightenment one day and realize that there's no way that we can fight against this system, we have to work with the system in order for it to literally bring about a utopia, so to speak. And so let's just say...
You mean with the natural system.
Yeah, the natural system. So let's just say, hypothetically, you are living in a situation such as Groundhog Day that you can't even kill yourself. If you kill yourself, you may actually kill yourself in one dimension or another, but instantaneously, bam, you're right back where you started. And you never get out of this place. And it's just, you will continuously repeat the same thing over and over and over again until you start to reach a level of enlightenment, of wisdom, that will actually make you start thinking about life and reacting a different way, to where now you're sitting around talking about common sense instead of acting like a fool. I mean, instead of playing Russian roulette with one bullet in the gun, you know, taking your chances every time, you say, like, no, the best way to not win this game is to not play this game and to work with each other and do things right. So, if all of humanity, that even people who have died, never went nowhere, we're all still here, we just keep coming right back, over and over, and repeating the same thing.
I think that's what's happening.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a theory, I think that is what's happening.
And
until, just how you're describing it.
Until we get our act together, we're stuck here in this fishbowl or whatever it is, this universe, this plane of existence. Because think about this, if you were God, and we were all gods and goddesses that were put down here, and we were in training, would you, as God, creator of all things that exist, would you give us the power that you have and the knowledge that you have at this stage in the game? I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't either. I think, no, oops.
And so, if I want to ensure that, you know, whoever gets the power after me, I'm going to make sure that if they don't pass first grade, they go back to first grade. Over.
Well,
so
let's say we're
again,
the children in training, right?
Yeah.
And making a lot of foolish, dumb, stupid mistakes, and we're really tipping the scales here, you know.
And some of us are starting to get it. Some of us are starting to realize what's actually occurring, and we're trying to talk to the rest of the people. Look, this is what's going on, and you're going to keep doing the same thing if you keep going the way you're going. You know?
Well, history shows us that, and if people would look it through and listen to the ancient ones, the wise ones, and see the myths as reality, that they are truths, you know. The other thing is, so the parallel experience, so the theory, another conspiracy theory I maybe think, is like the parallel experience that here. So in the parallel realm, you and I are, you know, we're living in utopia.
Yeah.
Like everybody's got it. Everybody's in harmony. Everybody's there in that flow and beauty and really enjoying creation and each other and living in peace and harmony, you know. And over here, we're like the, you know, the confused wacko side of us is,
well,
it's like,
since they got the mother of all bombs, and since there are unlimited conspiracies, I want to put the mother of all conspiracy theories on the table and give somebody, because we're over our time, but I want to give everybody something to contemplate for a second. Every single thing that you ever thought is true. At the same exact time, every single thing that you ever thought is false. At the same exact time, you are experiencing every possible outcome of everything that ever would have been even thought of or remotely thought of. So, simultaneously, if you take two mirrors and you put one mirror here on your right and one mirror on your left and you stand in between them and you lean over to look in, you will see for infinity one direction, you'll see for infinity in the opposite direction. And at the same exact time, right now, right here, we're all making different choices throughout every single one of these alternate dimensions, alright? We're experiencing everything that there is to experience all at the same exact time.
I agree there with
and the
you on
only
that.
Way, the only way that we can ever figure out this matrix that we're in is when all of us, through these entire, all the different choices, we finally become one in the center and we realize we got the wisdom that we understand the game that's being played on us and the game that we're playing on ourselves. You see what I mean? You can't You can't go
and
to a higher level until you figure it out.
That's right. I feel that we already have that. Everything, all possibilities are possible. Everything is possible.
Yep.
And we already have the wisdom inside of us, and peace already does exist. Everything that we dream of already exists. And that's both sides, you know. Whatever you focus on, whatever you dream, what you choose has power. We have free will. We are co-creators, you know, and I do believe we are creating our reality, and I think it's up to us to choose which reality we want to align ourselves with.
Well, you and I and others are focused on a potential utopia that humanity could literally finally realize. I mean, right now it looks, and people have said, it's not possible, because you'll never get anybody to agree. But if we're repeating this same process over, it may take trillions and trillions of years before humanity finally figures it out. You can't destroy the ship you're floating on, otherwise you're going to die. You can't keep doing what you're doing to nature, otherwise you're going to be sick. Otherwise, everything that you're literally creating the hell that you're living through, and then you're complaining to a being that you say don't even exist.
That's so true.
There you go, folks.
I totally agree with you there on that.
That's the mother of all conspiracies. We're doing this to ourselves, and until we all get together and figure out that all these pieces of the puzzle, each and every one of you, are a little piece of that puzzle, that until all those pieces of the puzzle are in the right place at the right time, you will never see the big picture. We'll just keep on hurting each other, lying and stealing, wars and rumors of wars, plagues and famine and pestilence and conspiracy theories galore, doomsdays out the eyeball. And if that's the world that you want to live in, well, then keep repeating what you're doing. See, right now,
well, that will be your experience, but it's not going to be my experience.
It ain't going to be mine either. I'm going with you.
I've got plenty of room.
we're gonna hang out together, because I ain't going down this crazy rabbit hole again. I've already been there. I've been to the other side.
Been there, done that. I know. This is the time, right?
The grass isn't greener on the other side of the fence.
It's right beneath your feet.
That's right. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. This has been a fascinating discussion, and if you have a headache by now, I'm sorry. I hope you...
Take a pill.
Yeah.
Take a blue pill.
Take a pill for the pill that you took the pill for when you first thought you was ill or whatever.
Well, just have some love in your heart and gratitude. That will get rid of that headache.
Yeah, that's it. Rule your life with love and common sense, and I think you're going to do just fine. And while we're all, you know, having to go through this spook house of life, then let's all of us like-minded gather together and use some common sense to guide our way and use our light to shine to get everyone else who are lost in the Matrix and going insane because of all the... It's like a buffet, Barbara.
It is a buffet. You know, I just want to thank everybody for being here with me on this journey. I don't care what you believe or who you are or what you're focusing on or anything. I just want to thank everybody for being here on this journey with me, because it is an extraordinary journey to be on together. And I think it's just a really amazing time, you know. That's how I feel. So, yeah, lots of gratitude for people, and hoping we all fall into alignment with a beautiful, joyous, and participation. That's what I'm hoping for.
I agree. I think I'm going to start planning a marathon to see how long we can keep the Knights of the Round Table going, and just kind of pass it off to other hosts and have them keep it rolling. Because in the chat room, there's a conversation that's pretty much about, you know, the time differences, that some people are just now getting up and they're getting in on this show, and now it's time for us to go again. And I love the Knights of the Round Table. I love the conversations and the people that we share our time with. And so maybe, you know, for everybody out there who does have to sleep or whatever, maybe we need to make some marathon and just see how far we can take this thing, these words of wisdom and kindness. What do you think?
Now, that sounds like it would be a fun time. Lots of coffee and snacks and popcorn. And well, we have a good time, and I appreciate being here with you, Shaziz. I love you, and I love your mind. I love your vision and your words and everything. So, well, yeah, thank you for having me on today.
The feeling is mutual, my dear friend. I'll tell you what, it's an honor, and I am humbled. Like you said earlier, I'm thankful that everybody wants to take the time to join us on this journey through life. Whatever this life is, it's been exciting. It's been a roller coaster.
It's all good.
All right. Well, everybody, you've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. If you like this podcast, share it around for us. You know, bring more people to the table. We need more Knights of the Round Table and honorary knights. We just need more people to come here and realize that there's people out there that feel the same way. They care about the world around them. They care about each other, and they just want to do what's right with a little bit of common sense. So peace
out. Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there? I'm 37. What? I'm 37. I'm not old. Well, I can't just call you ma'am. You could say Dennis. I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how'd you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
Well, that's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people, I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance whenever we're able. We do routines, we call the scenes, we put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more mid-able. So many times we give and rhyme to our quiet dancing label. We're off the mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm alone.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Sir Fears the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.